It's the Aristocrats with Derek.
Well, I shit my pants. It was all over my hands. No. I started eating it.
Matt.
I only remember shitting my pants like uncontrollably once. It was just everywhere.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, I told Derek I shit out the bat wing the other day. I would have had a camera phone. I would have taken a picture.
Wait, what the hell are you talking about?
And Vaughn.
Throw him down, and you just see this nice, wet, sticky fucking nugget sitting in my underwear. And I'm like,
how often does this happen to you guys?
I like these calm little moments before the storm. It reminds me of Beethoven.
I would like, if I may, to take you on a strange journey.
All right, let's shoot this fucker.
All systems go!
The Aristocrats. 732-917-0456 is the live number.
Nice.
Make sure you write that down. 732-917-0456. You can call us up.
You really got it down there, sir.
Guess
so.
Yeah, because you're not accidentally putting out your cell phone number like the second time.
Oopsie-daisy.
Make sure you get your parents' permission first, kids.
Parents' permission before calling.
Fuck the parents.
Local and long-distance charges may apply.
After all, we are in the armpit of the United States.
No.
Called New Jersey.
No.
We're in the asshole of the United States. What are you talking about? The armpit's in the Southwest, man.
Okay.
I think New Orleans is the asshole.
Yeah, pretty much.
The big black asshole.
Wow, it really is. It full and true is.
So poor and so black.
Yes. We are.
The Aristocrats.
Correct. As always, with me is Derek.
Hey.
How you doing?
Hey, buddy.
Matt.
With me, as always, is Matt.
Yes, that is correct.
We got double dose of Steve's number one and number two.
Oh, my goodness. And we call him number two
because he smells like pure and utter shit.
Yes.
Sewer gas.
Detroit what?
Exactly.
Who else we got?
The bit ruiner Vaughn is here.
I try.
And we got Horn Lauren over there on the webcam somewhere.
Hi.
Eventually, maybe.
We can call him Bitty Rooney.
Oh, if you want to see a girly.
She was fucking picking her nose. She had to turn the webcam
on. She was.
Hi. We hear you.
Hi. Hi. Hello.
We are live. It is Tuesday. BG Radio Show is off. So now we are on.
And which is
we had a little problem there for a
second. What happened?
I don't know. All of a sudden, everyone's saying the feed was gone, and they just left the room. I guess they had a power outage.
Fuck this.
Not unlike we had.
That's true.
Several months ago with the Roddy
Piper. That was
Piper
like our second show.
Well, that was Vince McMahon's doing.
Vince McMahon cut our power.
I think it was Piper.
Okay.
And he came in here and just clotheslined the wires.
He clotheslined them all right.
Clotheslined them.
No, I still think he sent the Ultimate Warrior out and he shook our power lines.
With the cherry picker. You got to say the cherry picker.
The cherry picker. That's brilliant.
That is probably one of the most beautiful visuals I've had in my head.
Harmonious visual.
Yeah.
I love it.
It was fucking beautiful.
Well, for those who don't know, which is everybody but me, I've basically been in Derek's apartment for the last two and a half hours with him and Matt and now Steve. Farting nonstop.
No, stop it.
And it's like,
love it.
You can actually see a green cloud of smoke. Mm-hmm. Like,
wait, it's bad.
It's
hazy in
awful.
Here.
You know how the dog was nicely jumping around and everything like that? That last one that Steve did? Dog's out cold on the couch.
Dog passed out methane poisoning.
I think the
poisoning.
Dog could be dead. It could very well be dead.
Methane poisoning.
Mm.
That's the first sign. We should get out of here.
A guy did die of that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Really? Cows. Fucking cows.
No. Of his own.
His own?
Yeah.
Shut up.
He was in a very small room with no circulation, and he would fart constantly in his sleep.
Oh, wait, this room.
Yeah. Well, no. Like a bedroom. But he farted so much that he died.
Wow.
What would you rule that?
I don't know.
Flatchicide.
Flatchicide. Oh my God! Could you imagine that, Lauren? Would you ever? Could you ever do that?
What?
Oh, does she have a microphone?
Wow.
There?
What?
Could you ever? Do you think you could ever do that?
What did you hear anything about? That no, I was talking not really. About? No, okay. No, maybe you should pay attention. Yeah. Can you just repeat?
Maybe you should take the headphones. All right, okay, guys. Okay.
Right, ruining your hair.
You want to talk about this fucking meathead that killed his family?
Meathead that killed his family.
Yeah. The wrestler Chris Benoit.
Again, he came back.
He killed.
Had the steroid, testosterone, and other drugs in his system when he killed his wife and son, and then took his own life.
But
he also said, "Calm down, Vaughn. Okay. I'm going to get to it. I got the whole story in front of me."
Yeah. He was on steroids. No, I'm going to get to.
Actually, there's a video.
Oh, great!
I mean, they actually had a video inside.
Yeah, of him maybe killing.
With respect to Nancy Benoit, we found three different drugs in her system. The first was hydrocodone, which is also known as Lortab or Lorset. And this is at a level of 120 micrograms per liter. We also found hydromorphone, which is commonly known as Dilaudid, but is also a breakdown product of the hydrocodone. That is, if you take hydrocodone, your body will break it down into the hydromorphone. So it's our opinion that the hydromorphone
fucking Mr. Wizard?
Is
Come on.
This, directly from the breakdown of
this
the
guy must be on something. What the hell's wrong with him?
And finally, we found the drug called Xanax or Alprazolam.
He's that's what Chris Farley would be if he was alive.
Yeah, basically.
If he wasn't dead from a cocaine.
He's fucking fat. He's blinking. He looks like he's ready to cry at any second.
He's Bennett Brower.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
For those who don't know, that was real.
Steve just squatted in the middle of the room.
Hang on a second.
He basically sat
on
the microphone.
Hang on. A lot of people say that people can't understand who's talking on the show. Oh. There's too many voices. Oh. That voice you just heard was Steve number two, and his breath fucking stinks.
Wow.
Whoa. Wait.
Ew.
No.
Ew.
That
stop.
Doesn't help,
don't
dude.
Get that on my laptop.
It doesn't help.
Come on.
Oh, can we get back to this fucking kid?
He literally just.
Humanity.
Fuck.
They're going to find
a
smelly microphone in
his ass was trying to communicate.
Yeah, he squatted down in the middle of the room and farted in the mic like an animal.
Oh, my God.
At a level of 23 micrograms per liter. Now, all of these drugs are basically at a therapeutic level. They are not toxic or inordinately elevated in her system. Now, one thing that's also important to understand is that her body was decomposing.
I need a cheesesteak.
The decomposition will affect the ability to interpret these drug levels reliably. Before she died, they may have been higher, they could have been lower. We just don't know and we'll never know. Now, additionally, we found a blood alcohol level in Nancy Benoit of 0.184 grams per 100 milliliters.
Wow.
Or a 0.184, as many people would commonly know.
That's a lot of alcohol.
All of this alcohol can clearly be due to the decompositional process. And because her body was decomposing, it is not possible to say whether any or all of the alcohol that was found in her blood at our autopsy was due to the ingestion of alcohol or the postmortem production by bacteria, which is very well known to occur.
Wow, people produce alcohol in their body when they die?
Pretty much.
Nice.
That's why they smell like beer.
Wow.
Don't you shit yourself after you die anyway?
Yeah. Yep.
Pretty much. Yeah. If you're if you have piss and shit in your body, it's just gonna let loose.
Yep.
I wonder if Benoit shot a big wad of roids in him,
and then a wad of roids,
and then blew a wad down a woman's throat. If she would go into some kind of roid rage and just punch his balls in.
Okay. All right. Anyway.
Because that makes sense.
I have no reasonable. Idea what he just said.
That's reasonable. Two wild baboons.
That's an ICP song you just said.
Yeah.
Shot a load down the throat of steroids, and she punched me in the balls.
Alright.
Continue.
Wow. I stabbed Daniel.
Wow.
In Daniel Benoit, the 7-year-old child,
dead.
We found his blood to be positive for Alprazolam, or Xanax, at 110 micrograms per liter. This is relatively elevated.
And I know,
also, Xanax
blinking.
Is not a drug that would normally be given to a child for any, I would say, routine purposes. Based upon this finding and the autopsy findings, it is our opinion
that
Daniel Benoit was sedated by Xanax at the time that he was murdered, so that he was sedated prior to the time that he died. With Chris Benoit, we found his blood to be positive for Alprazolam, or Xanax, at a level of 50 micrograms per liter, and also the hydrocodone at 45 micrograms per liter.
I'm actually going to sleep.
Both of these levels are within therapeutic range.
Or that. Shut up.
All right. Wilford Grimley?
Listen, this is true.
It really is Wilford Grimley.
He's dead, too.
He's going to hop in a cocoon.
He's still alive.
He should be. He's diabetic and 80.
I have diabetes.
Wilford Grimley.
Okay. Oh, yeah, it's Wilford Grimley.
So,
well, they're both doing.
No, I was joking.
Oh, okay, so now I understand why the kid never fought, because...
Well, how's the kid going to fight? He's 7, and his dad is on steroids.
And he's retarded.
A wrestler.
He'd have to fight his dad.
Even if he were retarded, wouldn't you try to run away from that bear?
Like, you can't get away. I beat the shit out of him.
I overheard kids talking the other day that they literally believe that Benoit killed his wife and kid by putting him in the cripple crossfit.
That's what somebody told me. That
high school kids these are.
Oh, it's a work.
Yes, high school. Above the age of 16.
They said in one of the papers, which I did see because someone cut it out for me, that they looked at the marks, I guess, in the kid's neck, and they said that he choked him with some sort of chokehold.
The crippler crossface is not a chokehold.
I don't know what the fuck that is.
I know.
Is.
I'm just.
It's just pulling up on your neck and it hurts.
Your neck and your shoulder. It's not a choke.
Oh, right.
It's a joint submission. Yeah, so it's.
So they put him in a $1 million dream.
Pretty much. Or maybe the Taz mission.
Benoit was the champion when he died, right?
He was going to be champion.
He was going
to
be a champion.
He was a champion. Like, as they're doing the autopsy, like, Edge runs down and pins him.
Wow. Wow.
Wow.
Yeah, they didn't think about that the next
Money
day.
Money in the bank match.
Money in the bank.
I'm hit him at the wake.
Benoit is like, they're embalming him, and then Edge runs in, pushes the mortician, everybody to the side, and a referee, like, comes in, suits up,
and spears the casket. Him. He spears the casket.
Spears the casket, my
the
God.
The fucking X-rated fucking corpse fight.
He'd be stomping his body and there'd be no selling.
No selling. Man. He was extra stiff in that match.
It'd be like wrestling The Undertaker.
Pretty much, yeah.
And Edge would be online.
No, can we get his music up?
Edge would be online, like, waiting to, you know, go in, you know, have a single file going on. And he'd be holding the ladder.
What?
Then you climb to the top and just do like a fucking flying headbutt.
Brooklyn style.
In the casket.
As far as I go with that.
Okay.
In the casket. At the wake.
So anyway.
So they're dead. When are they going to get buried?
That's it.
Like they're going to be up above ground longer than James Brown was.
I doubt it.
I don't even know if he's still buried yet.
James Brown turns James White before they bury his slack ass.
I don't think James Brown
James
is buried
in the ground.
Yet.
Really James Mold.
Look that up, but I don't think he's in the ground yet.
Okay.
Benoit or James Brown?
James Brown.
James Brown.
He's buried.
I don't think so.
I don't know about that.
Was he Lennon?
No, because remember at the beginning of the year, he was like, it was already like into March when he still wasn't buried.
Yeah, I don't know.
His family was still arguing about where they're going to put him.
I'm not arguing about it. I really don't care.
Well, who cares either way?
I'm not talking about you.
I know that.
It's easy to cover up a piece of shit.
Wow.
Well, Lauren took her headphones off. She's too good for our show.
Pretty much, yeah.
She's using her headphones to cover her nose.
Your hair's getting mussed.
Some nostril muffs.
No, I'm just experiencing technical difficulties.
Oh, I bet.
Yeah,
okay.
Too many guys IMing you. Like,
are you on user plane over there?
IMing me?
Well, whatever.
IMing the factitian.
That's actually what happened the other night when we were fucking around. Like, right, 15 guys were trying to IM at the same time. It was like clogging the fucking connection.
Yeah, but who was actually behind the keyboard when this was going on?
Somebody. I don't know.
Who knows?
Wasn't it a combination of a couple people?
It could have been anybody.
The person commandeering the keyboard happens to be Steve Number One.
I was dick teasing the boys. I can't lie.
Wow.
And they were falling for it left and right.
It was pretty sad, actually.
I've never seen Steve so happy. It was so funny.
It was so much fun.
Like, it was funny.
It was hilarious.
Oh, were you one of the people getting
Oh, yeah. He probably was.
Yeah, it's like, that's happening to me. That's not funny. Why would you do something like that? Everybody goes in there. They think they're talking to young girls, but they're talking to old guys. Stop. I don't understand.
Hey, stop. Dick Dog, I want just someone some pussy.
Dick Dog.
You don't even get it right.
Dick Dog.
Dog Dick.
Whatever.
Anyway, what we can say one?
No, he's probably sitting there thinking he's talking to fucking Peter Steele the whole time. Is pre-pubescent girl going,
they had pictures and they were funny.
Oh, they did.
Oh yeah,
you got
one
pictures.
Guy, no, they have pictures like in the top corner when they personal message you. And one guy had like a picture of himself and his little kid,
and
like,
his son,
maybe 2 years old.
And his son, and he's like, "So, you want to suck my cock?"
Wow, basically, yeah.
What an asshole!
Well, he was leading up to that. He's like, so can I put my face between your tits?
Are you talking about, what were you guys using, user plane?
He was under my name in a chat room.
So, like, her pic, she had this picture, and it would come up, you know, for whatever. So, like, the instant you go in the room and, like, hey, I'm horny and want to talk, it's like,
so basically, you hear, like, so basically, everyone is listening. If you're IMing Lauren, you could be talking to a tall, lanky, black woman named Steve.
Basically, yeah.
Not to bring this up, talking about people with weird pictures on their ID
you?
As their avatar. No, I have that fucking picture of me and that guy in the dress.
Uh huh. Enough.
Joe, cousin Joe from the Cousin Joe Show.
What show?
Cousin Joe Show.
Thank you.
Okay.
What the fuck. Occasionally on his thing, he'll have his penis as his avatar picture.
That ain't real.
Okay.
I'm just saying the weird ones I've seen.
I mean, is he packing? Is it worth seeing?
It's full on. Is it
worth seeing?
Apparently, Peter Seals isn't worth seeing for you. So
he can hang a flag on it and it'd be fine.
You're a faggot.
And it would be fine.
Vaughn, Australian for queer.
Vaughn wants to put one of the really big fucking car lot flags on it. Those things scare the shit out of me. We got one in Middletown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And every once in a while, you drive by, and it's so big, it actually scares me. Like, it's blowing in the wind. I'm like, holy shit.
That thing breaks loose, everybody's
gonna
fucked.
Yeah, that thing breaks loose, it's going to land gently on me.
If one says you can hang a flag on it, it would still be fine. Like, there's enough room to whack them.
Is it
going to
droop?
Still.
It's a flag. How much can a flag possibly weigh?
If it was a good breeze, it could sit there and wave around.
Wave around.
Wow.
I'm still kind of numb.
I'm more fun now. From what?
I had a dentist appointment.
Ooh, what happened?
Yeah, dried semen stuck between his teeth.
A little oral experimentation.
Yeah.
No, I had a deep cleaning.
Yeah. I bet.
A deep cleansing over there.
I had a deep throating.
Fuck that.
With a protein flush.
I had a portion of my face, you know, cleaned.
I flossed with the dentist dick teeth.
You keep setting yourself up, Vaughn.
Ow.
I had a portion of my face buffed.
Rawhide fluoride, oh no.
Oh.
He jumped for that one!
What the fuck was that?
Oh my god.
Holy shit.
He smiles like a kid opening
a Christmas
present. He
just humped the air, and now Derek has a response.
He can't even squeeze it out.
Forget it. He's going to hold it in. Fuck it.
I leaned over to rip one, and I fucking went right in Steve's wake.
Oh. Fart him if you got him.
Yeah, I guess so.
If you got him, fart him.
Why are they so squeaky?
he looked like he was on one of the... Oh, God.
He looked like a catcher ready for a pitch. What?
Let me get a sinker. Shit. Let me get a sinker.
Those fucking old cartoons where they're on the train track with the seesaw thing.
Yeah.
Yes.
And they're jacking it to go.
Yeah, they're jacking it.
That's what it looked like he was doing. Oh. He looked like he was working a hand jack at a...
Sorry, ladies. He's married. Sorry.
Wow. Yeah, he's
looked
taken.
Like he should have been singing the Camptown
he's
Ladies.
He's got two kids.
And he has two kids.
Lauren
that's why
is
I'm so brain
in the air now. Oh, my God. That was
I noticed her glasses. Then one guy when we were doing the user plane thing talked about like wanting to jizz on her glasses.
Yeah,
oh, was that nice. On this?
Really?
Ew.
The user plane. I didn't
yeah,
see
like,
that.
Yeah.
You
did.
No, I didn't.
Did you go inside for that one? You might have been inside. That was funny.
Something like the guy said something like
I never came on girls' glasses or
yeah.
Something.
Yeah,
nice.
Maybe that's on this. Like your glasses. What we chat on right now?
Yeah, kind of like that. Yeah,
same thing.
No,
same
program. But there's a whole bunch of.
I know that, but I'm saying.
Yeah,
it wasn't this. Particular one. It was a different one. Mm-hmm.
But
yeah,
same program.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Same site.
Whatever. Yeah.
All I know is I love porn just as much as the next guy, but glasses fucking porn is sickening.
Why? Girls with glasses?
No, well, like when you see fucking some guy's steamy load on her fucking lens, it just fucking makes
awesome.
Me vomit.
That's your thing
why?
Is money shots.
I don't know. It's just gross to me.
It is kind of gross.
What?
It's like those glasses are no good.
Yeah, you just
throw them out.
What a waste.
She probably doesn't even need glasses in the first place, number one.
But it just looks like fucking some cock puked on him. It's fucking nasty.
That's what it is.
So you'd rather
it is cock puked.
So you'd rather it be in her eye.
So now she's got to go to the doctor
you'd rather have
and
like
get
a
new prescription.
A stinging red eyeball.
I'd rather load in her ear than on her fucking glasses. It's fucking disgusting.
Anyway, look. That's like loud light switches to me.
Yeah.
The fuck is that? Anyway.
I love how he's disappointed by that.
Uh huh.
He's like his head.
I can't believe that farty just did.
Yeah.
What was up with the pumping? The thrusting and pumping there.
That's just a generate squeak.
You're the biggest scumbag I've ever met.
Really are.
So?
More or less.
Anyway.
Holy shit.
What were we talking about?
Benoit.
He's dead.
Deadwah.
Next.
Anybody else die? Right.
No.
No?
Damn it.
The guy who sang... the fuck? In the jungle, the mighty jungle, whatever.
Oh, that guy. Dead.
Did they take him off of life support today, right?
I don't know. He's dead. He's been dead for like a week.
Yeah. Did he choke any kids on his way out?
I saw a headline that they took some famous actor, famous singer off life support today, but I never checked it. I don't know why. I'll have to find it out for Thursday show.
Anger at alcohol lip gloss.
Uh-oh.
A gossip magazine that is giving away free alcohol-flavored lip gloss to its tween readers has outraged drug and alcohol groups. Okay. In Famous magazine this week, teenage girls can get their Britney Spears gossip fix along with free vodka, tequila, or margarita lip balm.
Okay, where's this from?
The Daily Telegraph.
England. It's got to be England.
Yeah. They suck. Why do you always ask that? Who cares where it's from?
Because it's interesting.
Is it?
Yeah.
Shh. England.
It's different if it's out of the, across the pond.
Yeah.
It's,
Okay. Especially if it's from Australia, it's even better.
Mm-hmm.
Well, it might be because it's
could be.
News.
How do my lips look?
AU.
Fuck yep, Australia.
There you go.
Oh, it's Australia then.
How do my lips look wearing Jägermeister?
as I jizz on your glasses.
Well, the magazine defended its decision to provide soft lips gloss stick to its young reader, saying the gloss does not contain alcohol, and that campaign was about giving dry lips a real drink.
You know what? It's unnecessary.
Asinine.
I've seen lipsticks that are in the shape of penises.
Yep.
Yeah, I've seen straws. I've seen straws in the shape of penises.
Uh-huh. What would you rather see your child or various children using? Lipstick that tastes like alcohol or a penis?
Neither. It's unnecessary.
Penis.
You had to choose one.
Lipstick that tastes like cock.
Lipstick that tastes like Vaughn goo.
Oh. Wow, enough.
I've been told it's a very good taste.
No, you haven't. Ooh.
Yes, I
anyway.
Have.
This is...
Well, he must be lying to you, Vaughn.
This is simply a flagrant way of promoting what we know is the drug that kills more young people than any other. Mm-hmm. And it's also promoting it to the group we know has the most significant increase in alcohol use. Drug and Alcohol Research and Training Australia's Paul Dillon said yesterday. I don't know.
It's not necessary. It's
not necessary, but it's...
It's not necessary, but who fucking cares?
I don't.
This is what we do. Whatever we want, we're going to make everything suggestive, and we're going to make cocaine, Coca-Cola, and it's just all stupid. It's just to get fucking attention.
I hate people making money over just, we got this stupid idea, and that's it. Oh, no.
Uh-oh.
You got to stop.
What the fuck?
They're very short. I would say sweet, but they're not sweet.
They're very blunt.
They're very gross.
I'm going to burn that pee filter.
Mm-hmm. You're going to have to.
I am.
Or he's going to burn it for you.
How do you know it smelled worse before I started using it?
Doubt it.
I saw something similar to this on when I was on Hotmail.
You were surprised.
A link on MSN. There was this debate over, like 7-year-old girls going to like spas and getting like gussied up and stuff, and it's like they're 7, like they don't need to be looking like they're 20. You know what I mean?
Like, why do they have to be made to feel older?
Yeah, it's fucking gay.
No, they got plenty of time to grow up.
Yeah, rape sluts.
Okay. That's pretty much it then. Simple enough.
A Muslim compares president to Hitler.
Oh, come on.
What? Yet again.
Come on. He has nothing to do with it.
Here's the title. Fuhrer in Dems W Blitz. Representative Keith Ellison, the nation's first Muslim congressman, provoked outrage yesterday by comparing President Bush to Hitler. What do they have in common?
Yeah. Let's find out.
Nothing.
Let's find out.
I wish they did.
Controversy started when Ellison parroted a comparison made by 9/11 conspiracy groups when he likened September 11th to the burning of the German Reichstag. What the fuck do they have to do with anything? Israel destroyed the World Trade Center, number one.
Yeah, well,
Unless you're talking to Vaughn, then it was India.
Yeah, pretty much.
And it was the Indian-Arab fucking connection.
Unless you're talking to Vaughn, then it was Osama bin Laden. It was
America's affiliation with Israel was what resulted in the destruction of the World Trade Center.
Exactly.
Anyway.
America's wearing of the Israeli penis. Fucking
basically,
like
flailing it around.
Yes.
Shillelaging it around.
I'm sorry, I didn't really read this yet. It just caught my eye.
Okay. Very good. Start reading words.
Well, while you're reading, what were you giggling at there, Lauren?
What happened?
Did she see a dong?
I hope so.
Someone send her a picture of ding dong.
Yeah.
No response?
What'd you see over there?
No. Nothing.
Nothing? Great.
Hello?
No, just a couple people commenting on Vaughn.
What happened? What'd they say?
No, what, are we not reading
shitting
the comments
on Vaughn?
Now? Aww, we're
let's
not
hear them.
The
I
want
to hear them.
Read it. You're supposed to.
Well.
Yeah, that's what your job is. Read the comments.
All right. Someone wrote, "Wow, Vaughn, thanks for your input."
That hit you right where it hurts.
I had him right in the mailbag.
Right in the input nerve.
I read they took someone off life support. I will have to find out more. And then Vaughn really prepared for the show.
What does that mean?
I don't even know.
Who's writing this shit?
Nad Nud said, "I have rum chapstick." I don't know, just like random
rum
stuff.
Chapstick. Oh, God.
Yeah.
Not for long. He ate it.
He drank it.
Well, basically, Hitler was cool. So,
so George Bush is cool.
Basically, right. Is that it then?
Hitler was right.
Pretty much, yeah. He was just being, trying to
be outrageous.
Provoke outrage. Yeah.
This has been going on for years anyway.
Mm-hmm. Every friggin' president. Are we going to get a new one, next year?
Crack
right?
made me a rapist.
Nice. Nice.
Let him read
How does that work?
I don't know.
He just reads the
I feel
headline.
So fucking bad about what I did to this woman, James Clark Brown said. James Brown.
Okay.
He's dead now.
Still. Don't think for 1 minute that I don't know what I did was wrong. Well, that's good.
What are you reading?
Just he's random just reading headlines? The lines from the paper.
Yeah, well, what the fuck? What else do we have? We have nothing else.
I think Steve's just taken four different words from four different fucking
He violated
articles.
Her every which way you could possibly imagine.
Nice. Very nice.
The fucker
that sounds
with
like
table
a perfect.
Leg?
Yeah,
that's.
I can think of something he probably didn't do,
which is what
shit a log out and then stuck it in her pee hole.
Okay, all right. Probably didn't. He might have. You never know.
I'm willing to bet he did.
Could have.
Yeah, that would have been disgusting. Nice. At least if it was very solid.
What is going on,
Lauren? Do you care to share
Lauren,
with us
share
what's going on
while you're giggling?
You can't just do that. You have to speak.
Crack made Vaughn. I'm sure is what she's laughing at.
That's not funny.
Crack made Vaughn.
That means
no,
Vaughn's a crack
cake
baby?
No, made Vaughn. That would be funnier.
Cake?
Sony's phasing out their $500 PlayStation 3s.
Yes.
And they're leaving only the higher capacity $599 model.
But didn't they just do that before? Like when they first started selling these things, they had a bare bones model and this $599 model.
One has one hard drive, the other has another hard drive. Yeah. I think one comes with a special.
The 600 one comes with a game. Yeah. It's all bundled together.
Yeah.
But
so now they're phasing out the lower one.
Well,
why not?
When they originally started, they had a no hard drive, pretty much it was just a system.
Yeah.
A bare bones system. And it was $100 cheaper. And that was, and it was five, and then it was six. And then they phased that one out. And now they brought in a new one, which is now $600 or $700. And now they're going to phase out the lower end and then bring in another one. They're going to keep doing that over and over.
What, just keep on whatever the lower one is, make a better one, and then...
That's what
the highest one they have is the $599 one, right?
Yeah.
Right now.
Aren't they all shitty?
It's not really doing too well, honestly.
I haven't been following it.
It's expensive as fuck, that's why, but it's probably the cheapest Blu-ray player you can get in the market.
Oh, there's a website that keeps track of the sales for
But is it better than 360 and shit?
Not yet.
It's not. I mean, better in what way? I mean,
I'm just talking graphics and gameplay.
I think the graphics are better.
Popularity-wise, though, no. Nintendo Wii is off the charts.
Oh, but the graphics are shit,
weakest.
Right?
It's not shit. It's better than everything else came out before. I mean,
graphically, yes, it's still GameCube quality, but it's probably. It's a great fucking system.
Yeah, it's fun. It's, awesome. It's more important to have fun with games than it is to look at them.
But I think if we're talking about that with a 360 or PlayStation 3, they're probably going to be really big probably the middle of the winter.
Maybe. We'll see.
Because there's a whole shitload of games coming out near the end of the year that are just going to have people buy make people buy the systems.
Yeah.
There is something I could tell you, though. None of this is funny.
It's true.
You fucking had to ask, stupid.
Mm. Is Prince gay?
No.
Yeah, he's pretty gay.
He should be.
Oh, well, in what way?
Why, is there a big picture of him on the paper?
Yeah, exactly. It's actually right there. Right there for everybody to see. He's a big faggot.
Cool.
He's a big purple faggot.
Oh, purple rain.
How big are those fucking sandals?
He's wearing socks with them, too.
That's the
biggest faux pas on earth, as far as I'm concerned.
The biggest faux pas. Lauren is laughing again.
Yeah, Lauren, come on, Lauren, read that.
Lauren might as well have her own show.
Yeah.
It says, Vaughn, just talk about food and fat, because that's all you know, retard.
Who's that?
Toucher.
Wow, whatever.
Okay.
Is Toucher that dude that called the other day from
California? No. He's from Australia.
He's from Down Under.
He's working now.
Ooh.
So he can't call. Because he's dick.
With the Down Undertaker. Funny.
It's hilarious.
What do you got there, Derek?
Ooh, Daniel Baldwin talks about his addiction.
To what, dick?
Opened up about
his cock.
Cocaine addiction and a series of confessional video diaries taped in various stages of his treatment.
He's going to be...
Uh-huh.
That were to be shown Tuesday night on primetime.
This is just like a Tom Sizemore shit.
No, but that was bad.
So actually, did we ever tell that story about the person I know that dated him?
Tom Sizemore or Baldwin?
No, Baldwin.
I thought it was Stephen Baldwin.
No.
Was Daniel. It Daniel?
Yeah.
I thought it was Alec.
Was it Stephen?
No. Alec?
No.
I thought it was Stephen.
Vaughn.
Wait a minute. The whole thing about... getting arrested and...
Oh, that was Steven?
I thought it was.
Which one's Daniel? The religious one?
No, Steven's the religious one.
Daniel's right, the one
so
that's
Daniel's
right
Daniel's the one that's... Yeah, it was that's, Daniel.
It's that one? Okay.
Yeah. Because basically she works in the prison system somewhere where he was.
Yes.
And he met her when she was fingerprinting him.
Yes.
Wow.
Because he was busted for cocaine.
Mm-hmm. Like Raising Arizona.
Yeah. Good yeah, basically.
Good for him.
And then they went and stole Nathan Jr. together. And, yeah, she said they went on a couple dates, and then she basically said, I'm kind of a cop, and you're kind of a criminal. I don't think it's going to work, the whole Romeo and Juliet thing.
Yeah.
So yeah. She dumped him.
Good for him.
Yeah.
And now he's doing stuff for primetime.
Yeah. And now he's, got these Baldwins all the time.
Now he's making money off it.
He looks like total shit.
He does.
Just to buy more cocaine.
Is he the fat one?
I don't know. I can't keep track of him.
He's pretty happy.
I know Alec Baldwin, that's it. Which one was in Beetlejuice?
Alec Baldwin.
That was Alec Baldwin?
Yes.
Yeah, really? That's the blonde hair.
Yeah.
Not in the movie.
That's Stephen.
That's what I meant.
He was on...
They're all fucking gorgeous, okay?
Except for him.
Wow.
No, I'm sorry.
Vaughn number two.
Have you seen...
I know, gorgeous.
No, have you seen Stephen Baldwin in the last couple years?
Have you seen Larry King?
No.
That's fucking drag queen.
I was going to say he's right in front of me, but that's Daniel.
He's become a haggard mess. Stephen Baldwin's another haggard mess.
Derek, click on that, because that's a story right here that Steve will probably go off on.
What's this?
On Michael Vick for getting indicted for dog fighting.
Where do you see it?
No, I don't even want to hear it.
Right above.
I don't even want to hear it.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Sponsored dog fighting?
Yes. Go ahead and read that.
NFL star Michael Vick was indicted by a federal grand jury Tuesday on charges of sponsoring a dog fighting operation so grisly the losers either died in the pit or sometimes were electrocuted, drowned, hanged, or shot.
Is this ECW? What the fuck? I would cut that guy's head off.
But he's a piece of shit. A famous NFL quarterback... Is nothing but a piece of shit. I should be shot.
No, I would torture him for days.
He was charged with competitive dogfighting, procuring and training pit bulls for fighting, and conducting the enterprise across state lines.
I remember.
And the dogs that lost, he would just torture to death. One of them was even slammed to the ground.
Pretty soon, I'm probably going to go crazy and just kill people. He's going to be on the list now.
Very good.
The operation was named Bad News Kennels.
Wow.
News with a Z.
Wow.
I remember hearing about this a long time
ago. Ebonics is invading the police department. Vaughn.
No. He did an interview with Brian Gumbel for Real Sports. You know that HBO
He talked about it openly on HBO?
No.
That white black guy?
No, he didn't talk about it. They had him and Gumbel walking through his grounds, like it was of his estate.
And there was just two dogs fighting. He's like,
no.
Nothing to see here.
No.
Just keep moving along.
And a bunch of Mexicans with dollars in their hands.
No, this was a couple years ago. And he has pens and pens and pens set up, like really tight pens set up with four or five dogs in each of them, and all the same kind of breeds, all, you know, I think it was all pit bulls. And they're going over and they're just showing him, you know, playing with the dogs and stuff like that, and it's like he had like thousands of dogs, and you're like, Why do you need so many fucking dogs? Like, they didn't even ask him why he had all these dogs. Well, they were just talking about his career. It was like,
if convicted, he could face up to 6 years in prison.
But he won't.
$350,000 in fines and restitution.
He can pay that. No big deal.
No, he won't. He's just going to have to clean up dog shit in the park.
Yeah.
He'll get over it somehow.
He'll just feed that to a pit bull
fucking
that he's fighting
piece of
with.
Shit. I hope he does get to play again and gets his fucking neck broken around the fucking field and dies.
Yeah, that's too good.
Of all the things to... I don't know.
What? Of all the things to do?
At least sell drugs like every other black guy.
He's a fucking multi-millionaire. Why is he fucking... doing that?
Because he wants to be a multi-millionaire savage. There too.
Yeah. He's a fucking ape.
He needs more fucking money.
You can take a man out of the burg, but you can't take a burg out of the man.
No more stories that make me angry because it's not fun.
Yes, it is.
Wow. The authorities seized 66 dogs, including 55 pit bulls and equipment commonly used in dog fighting.
Told you.
Half the dogs were tethered to car axles with heavy chains that allowed the dogs to get close to one another but not have contact.
Wow.
An arrangement typical for fighting dogs.
Well, I guess he didn't have that.
He should be put in a pit with fucking rabid fucking dogs.
Yep.
With those dogs.
And he's done.
Dog fights were held at the Virginia property, and dog owners brought animals from six states, including New York and Texas.
Wow. Texas.
Huh.
Crazy.
How's that chat going over there, Lauren?
Good. What do we got?
A lot of smirking and smiling over here.
Mm-hmm. A lot of Vaughn talk.
What are they saying? Hot topic.
Yeah, it's a lot of bash Vaughn talk. Go ahead, let it out.
Oh, you love the attention.
Yeah, I love it.
Yeah. Bitch. No, people are just saying eating is Vaughn's first name. I think
what?
His first name is Fat.
Wow.
What?
He's just sitting here with his
arms
crossed.
Oh, boy, does he know about eating.
Oh, my God. Who's leading this fucking tirade?
Who said eating is Vaughn's first name?
That would be me.
Oh.
Oh, yeah.
Somebody said it.
But I didn't start it.
Yeah, whatever, cocksucker.
Toucher did. Look. Look up. Toucher started it.
I don't care if Toucher started it. You know why? Because Toucher is allowed to fucking bust my ass. You're in the same room. God damn it. Fucking
and?
Tap.
Gave him permission to keep fucking ragging on.
Dude, he's going to do it no matter what. I don't care.
Fucking 85,000 miles
this
away.
This is the only topic in the chat room right now.
85,000.
What am I supposed to do? Just sit here and not say anything? Attractive.
Where's he from again?
He's from Australia. Australia.
So just make fun of Steve Irwin. That'll hit him where it hurts.
No, the thing is,
that'll hit him where it hurts. Like, he gives a fuck about that dead corpse.
He does.
I actually like the way he sits there and bashes him because it's actually funny. Mm. You know, if you actually got, you know, a way of making it funny, I'm all for it.
I'm just trying to help you out.
Oh, and you look like a crocodile's balls.
You got people over here who said, no, Fat Swan's first name. No, asshole.
No, actually, he said something first, and then I said something, and
actually,
then he said
Vaughn's first
out.
Name. Oh, wait, this might be his middle name.
Shit.
Like a balloon.
Yeah, basically shit, yeah.
Ooh.
It sounds like you just popped a balloon.
Just opened the balloon.
Spritz. I popped my shit sack.
A little mushroom cloud of
you might
aerosol.
As well.
Pop my shit sack.
Well.
It's going to be brutal.
Why don't you invite this scumbag?
Yeah, seriously.
For this reason only. Right. He told me before the show, if I don't fart and reek up the joint, I'm never coming back.
Yes, he did. All right, what do we got?
Oh! Oh! Yup.
Oh!
That's right, nigga.
See, this girl's fucking hot. Check this out.
Yeah, she's sexy.
I like her non-eyebrows.
Ew! I got a piss really
I'd
good.
Give it. No, I wouldn't.
Yes, you would, man. Shut up.
Oh, what is
I'd
that?
Friend her on MySpace. No, I wouldn't.
Is she got like? Is she dead? She got like a sheet on her?
I don't know.
What the hell is that?
Did you spray me in the face?
No, I didn't.
Holy shit.
Oh, come on.
Anyway, the mother of a week's-old boy found early Tuesday alone in a stroller in a southwest side neighborhood has been arrested on suspicion of child abuse, you think? Meanwhile, a state child protective service official said the four-week infant had previously been removed from the mother's care and placed in the custody of a family member. They're investigating how the woman got the infant back.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Around 1:46 a.m., a man near West Road and North La Chola Boulevard called 911 to report finding an infant after he thought he heard the car outside his house.
This woman looks like a slag piece of shit, dude.
She really
yeah,
is. She's haggard.
And I'm willing to bet her kids have something else and not just white.
Well, okay, all right.
The mother, 28-year-old Cammy Lucille Southard,
what?
Was booked into the Pima County Jail on one count of child abuse. They found her story inconsistent and determined she did not remember how the boy got to where he was found.
Wow. Oof. She's also being brought up on federal charges for being an ugly shit.
Pretty much.
Ugly motherfucker.
Similar.
She got a cocaine nose.
Well, duh.
There was a similar story.
She's got a fucking cocaine face.
Yeah, she's coked.
Fucking done.
There was a similar story. I don't know if you're going to bring
it
up tonight.
What is that tarp on her? It's not even a fucking real shirt.
That's what I just said.
Is that what you said?
Yeah.
She was probably naked.
Okay. Yeah.
Fucking dirty whore.
Some couple had two young kids that they did not feed.
Nice.
Because, Vaughn.
No, go ahead.
Vaughn, do you know why?
Because they were playing video games and they starved them to death.
Nice.
Yeah. Holy
Dungeons and Dragons shit. Online role-playing game.
No, you were
Dungeons
lying.
They had food in their house and they just didn't give it to the kids.
They never fed them.
The kids almost starved to death. The one kid was like 2 months old and only 10 pounds. And it was like the other one was a
this
couple
why I don't
years
have
old.
Kids.
Starving.
Why? Because you'd kill them?
Yeah.
Had no muscle mass whatsoever.
I'd be feeding my Star Wars Galaxy character all the flame out yeah. I can afford. Some Bespin port, maybe, if I'm crafting something.
Derek would be like, here you go, kid. Have a Pez.
Wow.
Jabba the Hutt leftovers.
I'm like, wait a minute. It's orange. You can't have
Salacious
it.
Salacious crumb.
Orange is my favorite.
Give that back. Spit it out.
And the kid
you can have a yellow if I find some yellow. I don't like them.
The kid would be so malnutritioned that he couldn't even open the top to get the Pez out.
Malnourished.
Malnutritioned.
He'd be so...
Whatever.
Not the right word.
No, yeah, not whatever.
I do the same shit.
Thank you.
Malnutritioned would be converting the noun into a verb there.
That's could
be
great.
Converting malnourished. You
know, don't give a fuck. Read another book.
Anyway.
Well, fuck yourself.
It could be
there's a certain level of intelligence that we like to maintain here, Vaughn.
None. I know. Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Oh, it's not when you're in the room.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, drink up, fat boy.
Wow.
When are you going out to dinner with old friends again? That was fun.
Wow. Old friends is in partners that tested negative for HIV.
Wow!
Oh my goodness.
I don't even know where that came from.
Yeah, whatever, dog dick. It's the booze talk.
Dog dick.
Dog dick.
I like dick dog better.
Dick dog. That sounds like a
bad video game.
Like an old an old USA cartoon. Like what was that? What was that one?
Like a Rocko's Modern Life.
No, the one with the duck. What was that one?
Darkwing.
No.
Duckman?
With
George
Costanza. George Costanza.
Calliope? What?
Duckman?
No, with Ajax.
Duckman, yeah.
Duck, it was
who
just Duckman?
That? Was that you?
It was Calliope. Yes.
Duckman.
The old man
Duckman.
With the dog.
Corn fed.
Steve, no.
Yes.
Everyone got a view of that, too, on the webcam.
That was
so
rather
disappointing.
Yeah.
That wasn't that bad. It was
fucking
like
come on, dude.
That's enough. But anyway, yeah, similar story.
Was
similar
it?
Situation.
It was D&D Online?
And they're facing like up to 13 years, I think.
Yeah, they should.
Oh, yeah.
Fuck a 13 years.
They only showed a
they're
picture of the
chick.
They're
facing up to 15 damage.
Basically, 15, yeah.
13 round.
He's only rolling 2 damage. But anyway.
Can we play the Hogan bit? Like, just to break the nod here.
Oh, God.
That would be really funny.
The what?
The Benoit bit?
The Hogan Dungeon of Doom thing.
Oh, my God.
The
biggest
session.
Piece of shit ever. Yes, that. Yes.
I don't know. Do we need to prep this or just go?
I don't. Just go. What should I search for? Because you had it up before.
Just search Dungeon of Doom. Dungeon of Doom. It'll be the third one, I think.
Wow.
That's all it is.
Basically, is it all for you know? We're gonna talk about wrestling.
Okay.
Oh shit!
Oh my God!
We should. I mean,
wrestling time.
I know it's wrestling talk.
Oh, big fucking deal!
Now this is like horrible production talk.
Yes,
set this up a little bit.
That's the point.
Because you actually saw this.
I saw it when it happened in 1995. That's what we talk about, wrestling from...
Wait, you saw this live and direct live?
This was... Yes.
Well, what happened on TV? What happened?
This was the Giants' debut in WCW.
Yeah.
The Giant
Paul White. Paul White, okay?
Yeah.
His debut, he was like 24 years old or whatever, and he's just getting a start. And there was a stable in WCW called the Dungeon of Doom, and it was a bunch of like the really big like freak guys, and of course led by Kevin Sullivan.
Wasn't Conan and shit in that?
Eventually.
Eventually. Not at this point,
the next year. This was still just like all... The big, like, hoss, like, you know, immobile wrestlers. They were all terrible. Anyway, Kevin Sullivan, who could very possibly have set up Chris Benoit in the recent double murder homicide.
Mm-hmm. Very well framed him.
Yeah. he is basically the leader of this stable, along with a guy whom he refers to as Father. And that's all we know of him. But the Father guy is actually pretty good. He's just this big, fat dude with, it looks like some kind of chalky kind of face paint on
he's,
him.
He's,
I know he's been around. I know he's had other names and everything.
He did. He was Kamala's manager when Kamala
was that.
First, yeah.
Okay.
He did a bunch of stuff.
Well, anyway, this is possibly one of the worst out of touch with reality sets I've ever seen. It's as if Hulk Hogan falls into an alternate dimension. He's in some kind of weird cave. He doesn't speak normal English. Everything is like just, I don't know.
It's so scripted and so bad.
It's the worst.
You do have to see it as well.
Yeah, it's unfortunate. But the audio is good enough.
But if you do search Dungeon of Doom, it's called Dungeon of Doom 1995. It is probably, and WWF had some bad stuff.
No, this is, but this takes the
cake. When they went to Parts Unknown.
Oh, I know, yeah.
And they found the Ultimate Warrior's from. It was just like a waste fire and stuff like that. Or like it was always a Warrior stuff. When he went and found Jake the Snake.
Oh, yeah.
And they had the Cobra come out and bite
the puppet.
Really, yeah.
The puppet snake.
But this
is just
bad. This is the Vaughn of
WCW's defense, so they've had some pretty fucking awesome shit.
Anyway, it's
like when the fucking Steiner brothers got run off the fucking road.
Yeah, okay.
That was funny.
That was awesome.
NWO, when it first started, was great.
If you could pull that up too, Derek, that'd be fucking awesome.
The whole point here is the concept behind it is very much like going to medieval times. It's that kind of very fake, fantasy, hokey bullshit. Like, there's no way this could ever happen. It's the most ridiculous thing you'll ever see.
It's so badly done.
Yeah.
It's so over the top.
Oh, man.
Basically, all right, I'm just going to play it.
Just play it, man.
Okay, man.
Dick.
Dude.
Hurry, my son! Get away from the stove! The rare white Bengal tiger approaches! The bait has been set! Hurry! Hurry, my son!
What's the goop subtitle?
My father, I smell his presence also! I feel him!
Hulk Hogan just fell through a wall. Nothing happened. He just fell.
And it went...
Yeah, there was a noise, and Hulk Hogan fell out of a stone wall.
And what's with the Charlie subtitle going on?
I don't know.
It's Japanese subtitles.
Yeah, maybe it's Japanese. Gookers.
Where am I? There's no Hulkamaniacs here.
Okay. There's no Hulkamaniacs here.
It's like he was in an autograph signing, and all of a sudden he fell through a dimensional portal.
Thanks to Kevin Sullivan.
Unbelievable. It's like Shredder came out.
Is that the first thing he looks for, wherever he goes? He goes to a hotel. Where's all Hulkamaniacs?
And this guy's a paid professional. He knows how to fall.
The guy's getting paid $6 million
a year. He took the shittiest fucking face bump I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah, it was bad.
Hogan sucks shit.
Always. Anyone with a leg drop as a finisher is a fucking flamer anyway.
It gets worse. Listen to what he says next.
Is he saying there's no Hulkamaniacs here? And are they in an arena?
No, he's in a cave.
He's in a cave.
He's supposed to be in this cave in the center of the earth.
There's a big rocky sarcophagus against the wall. And it's all spider webs and caverns and stalactites.
But it's shaped like a human, like, stone statue.
Yeah.
Abs and shit, but like Greek statue.
It's the worst thing I've ever seen, wrestling or not.
This is a dwelling for hermits, basically.
Yeah.
That's what this is that he's in
this
right now.
This is Mystery Science Theater 3000 kind
of
stuff.
The funny thing is, though, whenever I do speak of characters that they have that do not fit in with normal society, this is how you would picture them living. They don't have anything to do. Like they wouldn't have like a couch or a TV.
I guess a good description would be like where like Lord of the Rings kind of shit.
Yeah,
when they leave the Shire.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Wow.
Basically, Fraggle Rock.
Hulk Hogan was on his way to Mordor.
Exactly.
And he stumbled upon Kevin Sullivan's lair.
Seriously. Or even better, Land of the Lost.
Land of the Lost.
Okay. Yeah.
It has the production value of Land of the Lost.
The original, not this.
Yeah.
I want to know who wrote this. It had to be Kevin Sullivan.
Yeah, because he wrote all his own shit.
Oh God.
Now he's going to put his hand on the wall.
I've never been here before.
Oh.
No shit.
As Hogan's been everywhere. He's experienced all time.
Ah, it's not hot.
He just put his hand under a little, like, trickling fountain.
What is this place?
That's Father.
I know you. I know you, too.
Are they going to rumble?
You two are behind the demise of Hulkamania. I know about the Zodiac. I know about the dangerous Kamala. Hell yeah.
They're playing little sound effects.
I know about the Man-Eater. The Shark.
John Tenta.
But Instant Stone is a legacy. The immortality of Hulkamania. And you too will be buried beneath it. You don't understand.
darkness dwells and lives.
Now remember, you got little Kevin Nobody Sullivan intimidating Hulk Hogan here. He's looking right over his
head. Stick.
The immortal Hulk Hogan. Except yourself. You see, Hogan, you're the one that created me. And
what?
Because of that,
created him.
It's this simple. Your demise.
Oh no. And they're green screened right here.
Dude, he hit a button so the thing would blow up.
Uh huh. But they were so green screened right there.
There was a like almost like a carving behind them of like a giant like man.
Yeah.
Kind of etched in stone. And he hit it with his cane, ran away. It blew up in Hogan's face. And now.
And mind you, they were green screened when that happened.
I don't know if they were green screened.
Oh, they were green screened.
I don't know about that.
Definitely. Definitely. Bring it back. You can see the contrast around their outline when they switch camera angles.
Your demise is etched in stone.
Totally.
He falls like hardcore.
It sucks shit.
It's bad.
Wait.
Okay.
Crush Hulkamania!
Who the? Oh, okay. What the fuck?
My power is a million times greater than the power of Hulkamania.
Basically, the giant just choked him out for, what, 3 seconds?
4 seconds.
To ever walk the face of the earth. And I am the one true.
So fucking bad.
And it's like the Dr. Evil bad laugh.
And you know what's funny is there's people out there that really think wrestling's still real enough to
not,
where...
Not after watching this, they can't.
No, and they still do, though. Now no they way. See the Big Show and they forget that he came from some fucking Kevin Sullivan lair.
No, they have no idea. No,
I don't think a lot of people even...
Derek, try to find a fucking Steiner Brothers flipping your fucking car.
It's still real to me,
probably not
damn
good,
it.
Not good
audio.
Yeah.
You have to see it anyway.
So I really...
I really think that's
I don't understand how the, like
I don't understand how you could have pursued a wrestling career after watching that.
What drug addict was in charge of the booking and writing and creative control here?
It was
to
bad
allow
enough that?
That
they made it. Who watched it and went, "Yeah."
It was bad enough that a few years later Vince bought him out.
Yeah.
Hey, how long ago was this into
95.
That was 1995.
So how many years WCW was moving by then? What, 4 years, 5 years?
About more? 5 years.
Yeah. Okay. Like, so, yeah, they were already halfway down the pipe. By
yeah,
the
they literally were.
They have, like, millions of dollars at their disposal, and that's the best they can do.
Yep.
Yeah. Millions of dollars sad. that were going
they had
to
fucking
their pockets.
Ted Turner was running that thing.
They had infinite resources, and this is what they came up with.
I seriously think Ted Turner gave up, like, after year two. And just was like, yeah, you can be on my channels, but... I am giving up all affiliation.
I want nothing to do with this pile of shit.
If that was on channel...
Kind of like what your parents did to you, Vaughn.
If that was on channel 13, I'd say okay.
Here. Yeah.
But that was on like, one of the biggest stations.
A reputable network.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was on a reputable cable network.
Like twice a week.
I remember seeing it when it happened, and I haven't seen it since. But I remember all of it.
That's why I love YouTube.
Horrible.
Well, they got what they wanted then. It's implanted in your memory.
Yep.
YouTube, you can put... everybody puts up the crazy, stupidest shit, and it's just like, wow.
Well, I'm sure I had it recorded and watched it a bunch of times, like, after it happened.
So you ruined it?
Or,
I'll never forget that Sting video. Oop. I recorded when he fucking
That's right.
was booking down to the ring.
Yeah, and your sister taped over it with South Park.
Right. I might have taped over it with porn. Who knows?
One or the other.
But that was great, and then we'll never see that again.
Oh.
Matt is infamous for fucking taping hours of Style Network.
Style Network.
Don't deny it.
Over your awesome WCW stuff.
Well,
and probably like the 7-hour ECW medley you made.
No, I think I still have that.
Whoops.
Ooh.
So, yeah.
All right, well, I think we should take a break.
Why don't we do a break, dude?
That was one of the worst things I've ever seen.
It really was.
And it was a great
way. Second only to the giant getting knocked off a building.
Actually, I think it beats it.
Yeah, you think it's worse?
Yeah. Because at least that looks kind of real for what it's worth.
Yeah.
This just looks totally shit.
Yeah.
It was bad. All right, let's go to a break. We'll come back.
Breaky break.
And when we come back, the creepiest old guy you'll ever hear.
After these messages, we'll be right back.
Oh.
Oh, when you gonna sniff it? When you gonna sniff it? Sniff it?
When you gonna stick it in my butthole? Butthole?
Yeah, I've been sticking in my butthole. Someone's drunk, alright.
Oh well.
It's the Aristocrats. We are back. Vaughn's been stinking up the studio all fucking day.
I absolutely agree.
The king of shit who sits next to me right now.
I got nothing.
Carly has just stepped into studio.
Hello? I got nothing.
Doesn't Steve look good with that hat on?
Huh? He looks a little less gay than normal.
Dude. I think he looks great.
Come on. Carly.
I think it looked like $1 million.
Wow. Carly giving the evil eye.
Carly came just in time for the creepy old guy audio.
Uh-oh.
Basically, one of my favorite shows ever, Intervention. Ew.
I wish I could add in here. I can't hear shit.
Can't hear?
No.
What?
Is that better? Nope, can't hear.
Really? How about now?
Nope, can't hear.
Well, there's a thing on the thing.
Yeah.
Is that turned up?
Let's see. Yes, it
better?
It is turned up.
Steve, were your headphones working all right?
I am perfect right here.
Not yours. I
wait,
mean,
hang on.
These,
well,
when you're wearing
them. Fuck that fat ass.
I can hear you guys. I can't hear myself.
Good. You don't need to.
How do people do that?
He's not even an aristocrat. Play with the knobs. Faggot. You're used to that, you faggot piece of shit.
Play with those knobs.
Squeeze the knobs, bitches.
Anyway, whatever. Deal with it. I don't. You're like the fifth person to be like, I can't hear myself.
I can't.
I'm fine.
I can hear you just fine.
I was able to before, though.
Yeah, it's probably those headphones. They probably suck.
They probably do. Of course, Steve picks a shitty kind.
He's like, oh, these are the best. But actually, those are really good headphones, you fat piece of shit.
Wow.
Hey, why don't you fucking type over there?
White power.
Fucking white arms.
Fucking.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Basically, my favorite show, Intervention, there was this a crack addict.
Oh, in there. She was hot.
She was pretty hot.
She's very hot.
She was, her grandmother was a nurse, her mother was a nurse, and she was studying to be a nurse. And it was a typical intervention, but there was one thing that was a little weird. She had this friend, and the friend was how old, Carly?
I think he was in his 60s, 63 or something.
I think it was 70-something.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
At the time when he first met her.
Yeah, so they met when he was like in his 60s. Now he's like 70-something, and they were just, he paid for her college, bought her a car. He would buy her all these like neat like leather jackets and shit, but they didn't do anything physical.
Was she a stripper?
Because she was like 16. No, she was just like a normal girl.
Oh. He was just waiting.
He
for
was
it.
Just he was all alone.
I think she was even younger. I think she was like 13 or 14 when she met him originally.
But he didn't touch her inappropriately when she was younger. But now that she's like 20 something, out of college and doing crack and needs money, now he starts coming around and you know
poking at her.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, all right.
So basically,
what a blowjob.
I might as well
what
turn
was that?
That was the music that was playing before.
Oh.
But let's listen to a couple of clips. There's one really funny one.
I removed my clothes to get my monies, to get $100. I used to do it once a month for $400. Now somehow I do it once a week for $100.
Yeah, so basically she's doing it for drug money.
And she's still making $400 a month.
Yeah, to get crack. Of all the drugs, crack.
It's the worst.
Yep.
What are you two hens laughing?
It's
at
probably the there? Second easiest drug to get now.
Okay,
you what, crack?
Yeah, but she's like so like clean and manicured and shit. I don't understand that.
What she look like?
She's pretty hot. Like
she was very hot.
She looks very like clean. And
she
stuff,
also,
you know?
I mean, she must have like zero fucking self esteem because she also talked to some guy that was in jail, and he called her like up to 10 times a day, and she would talk to him. And he was in jail, for drugs, and she would call him up, and they would like talk because. He made her feel good about herself.
Of course.
What?
Yeah. First of all, what jail lets you call someone 10 times a day?
I can't think of any.
They probably have.
Apparently there's some delay, and the toucher says Vaughn's fatness slows the internet.
Wow.
He really hates your guts.
I don't care.
I don't think he does. I think he just likes pussy balls.
It's good old.
I'm pretty sure he hates your guts.
No, I don't think.
Toucher, do you hate Vaughn's guts?
I don't think he hates him. I think it's just too easy to not make fun of him.
Yeah. It's good old fashioned ribbing, and I don't.
Like
care.
I said, Vaughn sets himself up for this
constantly,
stuff. And then he gets mad.
I don't get mad.
Anyway, let's not turn this into a Vaughn thing. We're getting into this creepy guy, and basically, she would take her clothes off for him. She would give her money, whatever, blah blah blah. Then it started getting a little weird.
Lately, yes, he does get naked too.
Nice.
Yes, he does. And that's not too pretty. Yes, he gets naked. And lately, it's getting a little heavy. Like, he'll fondle me more so now than he ever did.
Yeah, so basically now he's getting naked.
He's getting more action than me, and he's 15 times my age.
Yeah. More so now than he ever did.
And just sell drugs, Steve.
Fuck yeah. That whore.
And now, for the clip that made me and Carly go, ah! This is, they finally got the guy, and they interviewed him.
Oh, really?
And he just described what they do.
We just cuddle together, that's all. That's all we do.
The music
cuddle
helps.
And kiss.
And a little kiss.
Wow.
Listen to that again.
We just cuddle together, that's all. That's all we do. Cuddle and kiss.
He's a white Bub Rub.
Dude, what made that was the all. Fucking Michael Myers fucking music.
Yeah.
Cuddle and kiss. Bing, bing,
bing. And now here's her describing what it's like when they cuddle and kiss.
How does it feel? Gross at times. I kind of numb myself. From any sort of feelings at that time.
Now the asshole producers are basically interviewing her and then him and basically telling him all the shit that she's saying about him. And well, first of all, this was his reaction to why she would be with a 70 some odd year old man.
I've always thought she was doing it because she loved me. I hope she kisses and cuddles with me for love.
I'm not attracted to him at all. Aww. Like that.
She just
He's a
his
parent figure, not a sexual anything to me.
Now, these are two obviously wow. Two separate interviews. But
she just spit in his face, though.
You know the producers just were like, oh, boy, and they told him everything. Wow. So this is the final clip. This was his reaction to basically them saying she was just doing it for drug money.
Well, it's a shock to me. I never heard that before. She never told me that. That's a real shock.
Do you think it would be less creepy if they played like we just fondled and kissed and then they were like
the Benny Hill theme?
It's ultra creepy. It's really ultra creepy with all that music.
What 70-year-old man?
The music just cuddle together, that's all.
We gotta get that as a regular clip.
That's all we do. Cuddling.
What 70-year-old man really thinks that like an attractive young woman wants him for his like wrinkly balls?
Maybe he's got a huge pecker.
Doesn't matter. It's old and tired.
It's possible.
It's old and tired.
Viagra. You have a lot of money.
They got drugs. They got drugs for that.
Yeah, he does because he bought her a car and he paid for her college.
Well, there you go.
Yep.
And plus, he's giving her $400 a month, so he must have something still left
then
over.
She didn't buy her a car. He just gave his 1990 Ford Taurus station wagon to her.
We just cuddle together. That's all.
That right there.
What a fucking creep.
It sounds better that way.
Nip it in the bud! Andy! I just wanted to play that. But yeah, that...
We just cuddle together, that's all.
How fucking creepy is that?
That's awesome.
This guy is a fucking winner.
That's who I want to be.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
I think the last time
we just cuddle together, that's all.
That's all.
It sounds like Johnny Cash.
It's so like reassuring. That's all.
I think the last time I saw that show was probably here. Mm. And it was the one where the kid was addicted to the video games.
Just for Dead.
Oh, that guy was a fucking freak.
You got to see if you can find that and like. Get
it's
some
a more of a
that.
Visual with him because he would just stare at the video game.
Didn't blink.
With these big fucking eyes just. And we get so pissed off at it and shit. These guys are fucking
and then when they
oh, cool, my brother.
And then when
they interviewed him, he was completely, like, calm. He was still kind of a creepy, but he was still...
Holy shit.
What?
I feel sorry for Vaughn between his oversized fat oaf hands and extra small bump excuse for a cock. I doubt he could rub one out. Oh. If he could even reach his groin around his fat stomach. Stomach, not stomach.
Stomach.
Yeah.
I smell Australian. Maybe that's how they smell.
I doubt he's going to rub one out.
Type correct.
Unlikely.
The toucher is saving the show.
He's saving the show. Drink up.
The image of Vaughn fondling his varicose vein tumor balls really ranks me out.
Oh, my God.
Why are you imagining it, number one?
Yeah, right.
Awful. Awful.
Because he's at work with nothing to do.
Yeah.
True.
That's going to be Vaughn talking.
What does he do? What do you do for work anyway? Can you say?
We just cuddle together, that's all.
No.
I'm curious what they do in Australia for work.
I don't cuddle.
What the... Do they have, like, cities and people and stuff?
Yes!
I just picture people, like, running around the fucking desert and shit. Like, just killing koalas.
Wearing football helmets and headbutting kangaroos.
One man has...
It used to be a penal colony!
Yeah.
We used to be a penal colony with hole claws and concrete.
I'm gonna go to work today, riding on gator back.
Wow.
It's like Land of the Lost.
I've always thought she was doing it because she loved me.
Where does he work anyway? Outback?
Yes.
Wow.
The original.
The one and only.
They serve fucking dingo every day.
It's a shock to me. I never heard that before.
Dirt that could be your new theme song, Matt.
Yeah.
That's a shock.
It's a real shock.
We just cuddle a little. That's all.
No pictures of this guy?
I can show you later, but no.
You can just picture Vaughn when he's about 70.
Just picture Vaughn saying this.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
That's all.
Give Steve that's another 3 all. Months, and that's when he'd be sounding like, ow.
We just cuddle together.
Will I?
No, not you, him.
Holy shit, what if this is Zeke?
Nice. Hey,
actually, that's really what I picture Zeke sounding like.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
I've seen some things.
I feed her pineapple slices and it makes her horny.
Wow. Oh.
Well, Toucher brings up a good point.
Mm-hmm.
Ripping Australia all you want, fuckos. At least we don't have any Vaughns here, douchebag.
Yeah, fucking right.
You never know, Vaughns.
Yeah, right.
My family stretches far and wide like my gut.
Wow. America probably does
like your
suck
gut.
More than Australia, but...
Stretches far and wide like his marks.
Wow.
Quiet down there, ICP.
Hey, I don't think the webcam got a shot of your balls last week. Boy.
Did it? No?
Oh. Yeah, it did. I got plenty of shots of it.
Yeah?
Okay. Yeah, it didn't get one. It got a couple.
Just want to make sure that, you know, we're not...
Are you requesting that?
All our no, I'm just making sure our viewers get all
I'm over it. I'm not doing it.
Okay.
No more
balls. I'm over it.
Vaughn's sitting on them.
He's over it.
Yes.
What?
Over no. It?
We're going to White Castle. I got this White Castle logo sitting in front of me.
I was actually thinking about it. I could go for like a milkshake.
Vaughn doesn't have testicles. Vaughn has two ovaries in a sack.
Somebody's going to have to treat me. I got like $1 in my wallet.
Pretty much I have $9 for the next 2 days.
He blew on his thumb and it all popped out.
Ooh.
Christine just joined the room.
Oh, hey-ya. Shit. Drunk Christine.
Hey, yeah. Are you still in Las Vegas?
No,
holy shit.
And she's drunk.
I hear the Aristocrats are going to be making a big wave in Vegas.
Yeah! Next week. Really? Because I doubt that a lot.
Oh, I hear there's going to be stickers all over the place.
Let it go!
There were stickers all over Red Bank this week.
Oh, yeah. We got to start announcing that. Our weekly sticker stops in Red Bank, New Jersey.
Wow.
Yes.
If you can manage to track down a very drunk Horn Lauren, she will give
sitting
you stickers.
On a curb. Yes.
Yeah. Pretty is much. That what you were doing?
Pretty much sitting the entire time. Curb? Yep. Yeah.
What, did you get kicked out of Chubby's?
No. Just, I have problems.
She knows. Don't worry.
Whenever I do a shot, I get very dizzy. So whenever I walk out of the bar, I have to sit down wherever I can sit.
That's good for like cops going by.
Yeah, that's great for cops.
They don't say anything to me. Right. I just get a lot of like weirdo guys going, "Are you okay? Are you okay?
Do you want me to take you home?"
And then two guys like me and Steve driving by. Hey, let me see your nuts.
At the end of the night, though.
I'll never forget.
Steve yelled at some girl coming out of Chubby's one time. He goes, "Let me see your dick or some shit.
Let me suck your dick.
Let me suck your dick.
What?
Some hot girl."
And she was like, "What?"
or they
the funniest
out.
Thing I've ever done.
Yep.
Or they come out and they say this to her. He ruined it.
Whoa, what?
Holy shit. What was that?
What were you doing with that girl?
We just cuddle together, that's all.
I'm sorry, I had the volume down. It didn't come up. I totally fucking ruined Vaughn's. It was funny, too.
Please move to Australia. Please.
Then they'll have their Vaughn.
Exactly.
Okay.
I don't
know. Anyway, at the end of the night, Friday.
Into the mic.
What?
Into
hear
the
me?
Mic.
Can you hear me?
You thought we were a penis.
Yeah, well, Matt is sitting there drinking a Coke and talking at the same time.
Yes, I am.
Yeah, don't do that, please.
I think it's pretty funny.
Sounds idiotic.
I don't care.
Continue talking.
Wow.
Sounds voniotic.
Anyway, so at the end of Friday night, I was left on a bench because I couldn't walk to the car. And my friend who I was with went to get the car, and she came back, and she saw me on the bench surrounded by 10 guys trying to take me wherever they were going.
Oh, yeah.
That's scary.
They lean over to pick you up, all their fucking necklaces fall out and hit you in the head.
Well, they were trying. It's not like they were doing anything.
And they're
like, oh, please. Did they all have the blowouts?
I don't remember. Yeah. Jen told me.
Hey, baby, let me feel your tits. What's the matter?
Hey, Tony. Hey, Tony.
I think they were
check
were
out
older.
The tits on this bitch.
Remember.
Older?
Older.
Like 70?
Yes.
We just cuddled a little. We just milk them, that's all.
I'll send you to college if you cuddle with me, that's all.
We just milked them a little, that's all. We just tweaked the nipples, that's all.
What? We just milked them?
Apparently, Lauren's lactating.
Why was it so funny?
I don't know, because I didn't get it at first.
You're just like... Okay. I thought Carly did something behind me. I was like, it wasn't that funny. I was
just milked them a little. That's it's funny.
Okay,
I like it because they're breasts.
It's true.
They're just dripping milk. That's all.
And Steve is just mindlessly staring at the chat as he's talking. It's ridiculous.
There's really nothing.
I know.
They have a cup. They're like devenomizing.
Wow. She is not amused. If you could see the look on her face,
hilarious. It's very uncomfortable when we talk about her breasts.
If I had big jugs, I would talk about them freely.
They seem to always be the topic of conversation for some reason.
Needs the
why not?
The pot, yeah. The cap, yeah. There you go.
Why not?
All right.
And that's a bad thing?
There you go. Oh, yeah. Pop that cap.
Oh, shit.
Not speaking of
where's the cam,
what
Tina?
What did I do?
I don't want to speak to
I haven't said a word. I hope you know.
Yes. Excellent movie, Toucher. Thank you.
What was that?
Meet the Parents.
Okay. Sure.
Let's talk about milking Derek.
I have nipples.
Oh, my God.
Milk me, Greg?
Yeah, Derek has big tits. He talks about
it. Oh, shit. Yeah. Derek has rug burn titties.
Derek what? Has Jewish titties.
I do. I got big, floppy Jewish titties.
Scottish. I thought there was big Scottish titties.
Now, they're Jewish. I found out they're Jewish.
Sorry, David. Nipples. No, just...
That's my 6.25.
Right in the nipples.
Yep. Bobby Brown fears that he is a terrorist target.
No.
Who?
God. Bobby Brown.
Isn't he dead?
I wish he was.
Wasn't he not buried for a long time?
He looks like D.L. Hughley here. Bobby Brown has confessed he is scared of the fact that he may be a target for Al-Qaeda leader Osama bin Laden.
What, to get an autograph?
I don't know. The singer became aware of a threat when Sundance?
Dude, it's a Sudan. Sudanese or something.
Sudanese?
Sudanese, I'm sorry. Sudanese writer Kola Boof. Wow, Kola Boof. What a fucking name.
Shia LaBeouf?
Boof. His last name's Boof.
I like ones that have the name Sheik. I think that's cool. They're not a Sheik. They're called a Sheik. I don't know why they do that.
Nice.
Yeah.
He wrote about the leader's alleged infatuation with his estranged wife, Whitney Houston, which I think we all heard that story before.
Yeah. Right? Oh, really? What happened with them?
No, about Osama bin Laden, how he was he's the big Whitney Houston fan.
Oh, yeah.
Aren't we all?
Carly, do you need attention?
Yeah, she does. What was Saddam Hussein? Saddam Hussein liked Quentin Tarantino movies, right?
Did he?
Yeah, I'm pretty
sure. That's fucking awesome.
He really did.
Saddam Hussein was the fucking man.
Okay. All right.
He's very dead.
He is extremely dead.
He is dead now. He
hung
out
the drive. He killed a few hundred thousand people, so he doesn't rank up there in my book.
Yeah.
He's swinging with Benoit.
He's no Pol Pot.
No, he's no Pol Pot.
Brown he's no Mao Zedong.
Mao Zedong, beautiful.
Brown has taken measures to increase his security around him since he read the claims.
Oh, yeah.
On an Australian radio show, the only radio show I'm sure that would happen.
Thanks, Toucher, you fucking Australian assholes.
He claimed, come on, if anyone is threatened by Al-Qaeda, they take it seriously.
They were talking about his ex-wife. They weren't talking about him, the dopey drug addict.
He is just a piece of shit anyway.
He is.
I wish some fucking Sudanese or whatever would fucking fly a plane into him.
Right into him.
What is that?
Oh, my God.
This?
What is that person? Like,
oh, no, that's an advertisement. Looks like.
You mean an advertisement?
Oh, my.
Whatever.
That's Steve and fucking typo negative fucking CD screen.
No, that's a stinky gook.
Wow. It really is. Yeah.
Stinky gook.
Is he Korean? You sure?
He could be anything.
He is some kind of fucking gookus.
Gookus Maximus.
Bob Gooker.
Fucking gookamillion.
Gooker.
He's a gookamillion.
He's a fucking gookamillion.
Let's see what this story is all about.
Uh-oh.
New at noon, we're learning the woman who said she killed her neighbors over cookies has been found not guilty because she's insane.
Yeah.
Who Anderson told
you
Orange
think?
Police she hated.
Whoa!
Shirley.
She is fucking pretty.
Ugly.
Wow.
She looks like Vaughn, sans the beard.
Oh, shit, he does.
Plus more
she
hair.
She does.
Plus more hair.
That was
I'm
Vaughn,
not even lying.
Like Vaughn,
that really looks like you.
Can we get the, like, yeah. I don't think the webcam will pick up the TV that well.
No.
But she's disgusting.
It looks exactly like Vaughn. It was Vaughn 6 months ago.
If Vaughn and Christine had a baby, that'd be her.
Whoa!
That's just a comparison, I'm just saying.
And they definitely would be stealing cookies and killing people.
But it's definitely like 90% Vaughn.
Oh, my God.
90% Vaughn, 10% Christine.
Then that's a
she
heavy,
fucking choked him with her tits.
That's a humongously heavy 10% Christine.
It's Vaughn. It's Vaughn taking shots of cookies.
Freebasing cookies. I don't know why I love that term.
Snorting cookie batter.
give me the fucking chips.
If you don't give me them chocolate chips,
I'm
going to kill you.
That's good enough for me.
Anyway.
Vaughn and the girls are doing their own show, apparently.
Yeah. What show is this? What's the topic?
Carly's just going around distracting people while we're doing the show.
Carly's just been standing here like touching her breasts or something.
She's doing charades. She's doing charades, and I know exactly what she's doing.
What's that?
She's talking about Christine's her last week's on the webcam.
Her
last
show of breasts. All those things.
Oh, she was doing charades of her lack bags.
I'm going to click on her name. Let's see if we can see breasts. Nope, don't see any breasts. Maybe next time.
Breasts.
You want to see those again?
No, I'm just. It doesn't
she
matter.
She does look sleepy, doesn't she?
Yeah. Well, she jet lag.
She just got back from Vegas, baby.
Nice.
All right, let's finish this story with this
gross.
This hottie.
Gorlich and Robert Gorlich, because they said they made her cookies with mothballs, which made her sick. Now, the judge signed an order earlier this month committing Anderson to a Florida Department of Children and Families facility. Anderson had a 20-year history of mental illness.
Well, that boy ain't right.
She hired the Cookie Monster to kill them.
Cookie! Blah, 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 blah. You don't make cookie with mothballs!
I was just about to say that. She made them cookies with mothballs?
Sure.
Ashes for stabbing! Good enough for you!
Oh my god, my
cane is for killing. It's what I'm gonna do.
He's the next member of ICP. I just got back from the bar. I slept
cookies,
like 5 hours
or five
in the last 5 days.
Every
That's
day.
Pretty good.
Wait, what?
Sorry that had to come out at the exact same cookies. Time. I didn't hear what Steve was saying.
Nothing important.
He was okay. doing the sorry. I eat cookies song. Mm.
Anyway,
such a mess.
I see cookies.
I tried to see a shrink to stop that shit, but there ain't no fucking way.
Okay.
Anyway.
Awesome.
I stabbed the cookie guy in the butt. What? I stabbed the baker in the butt. What?
Oh, shit. Vaughn's big.
Vaughn has breasts.
So do you.
Vaughn could do the tit fuck. Cocksuck or
whatever.
Whoa! It's
the self suck tit fuck? That
self
one?
Suck tit fuck.
I don't think you can.
But. I don't think I can.
What is that? Because I used to be able to.
Yeah, when you were like 290, you probably could have.
Oh my god.
What
is it?
It's this. You can titty fuck yourself. That's pretty much what it is.
Oh yeah, I could have done that. Not because he had tits, just because he has such a big dong.
Really? Not anymore, though, for some reason.
Not anymore.
Well, the wife's
the
tired.
Vaughn song, C is for cardboard, is good enough for me.
What?
What?
You
what
eat cardboard.
Means.
Okay. Oh, yeah, I forgot.
No, the Vaughn song is B is for buffet.
Food is good enough for me. Dick buffet.
Whoa.
Whoa. Wow.
B is for blowjob.
G is for tit fuck. I can do it to myself.
It's a Steve song.
Oh, good comeback.
Yes.
Burn.
No, that's not me. That's you.
That's your song. That's the Steve song.
Jerk. That's not the Vaughn song. That's your song. You eat poo, you dork.
What?
Dickbag. Four eyes.
Just go do something.
Dick dog.
What are you fucking
dick? Dog dick, you assholes.
Whatever. I like dick dog, faggot.
It sounds like a fucking video game from the 80s.
No, it sounds like Duckman's counterpart. Like
yeah, dick dog.
dick dog.
Dick dog.
Be like a detective dog with a big dick.
That's it, yeah.
Dick dog duck.
Big dick and 187 skills.
Drink some more. Dumb.
Lauren, did you fart?
Yeah, why is Lauren waving?
No.
Lauren's been fucking beefing
it's,
him all
it's
day.
It's just the lingering smell of beefing. Seven or eight different ages.
Fucking butt barfing all day.
Yep.
Booting all day.
Yeah.
Yeah, Carly, I will have you know that Lauren was over there by the webcam, and all of a sudden every 5 minutes, like, tss, so she was the one farting the whole time.
It was me, yes. Me.
She was like, oh.
Yeah, it was no pipsqueak shit. It was some serious fucking volcanic fucking eruptions.
Volcanic.
Don't flatter yourself. As long as it wasn't Steve.
It wasn't me.
Wow, it
wasn't. It wasn't me.
There is some live webcam footage.
Oh, yeah, it's recorded.
She lies. And her cohorts swear to it.
No one records this stuff. Thank God.
Yes. Go in the room, oops. Ask them. They know.
L.A. judge dismisses extreme makeover lawsuit case against ABC Television. A judge has dismissed a case against ABC Television filed by five orphan siblings
what?
Who claim the network broke a contract to provide them a permanent home after their appearance on Extreme Makeover Home Edition.
Wow.
And granting a motion for summary judgment last week, Judge Paul Gutman... ruled the siblings had failed to prove their case against ABC. Charles Higgins and his four brothers were aged 14 to 21 when their mother died of breast cancer in 2004.
Wow.
And their father died 2 months later from heart failure.
Wow. Oh, my goodness.
Wow. Yeah.
Broken heart.
Phil and Loki Lamati, who knew the children from church, took them to their home in, into their home in 2004. Blah, blah, blah. And then they went to the producers of Extreme Makeover, and they told them their plight, blah, blah, blah. They gave them a house, and then they kicked the kids out.
Nice.
Really?
We'll take that back now.
Mm-hmm. That's basically what happened in a nutshell.
Wow.
So
they took these orphan kids in. They went to ABC. They got a new house, and then they kicked them out.
Excellent. Wow. You know what would have been funny if the fucking judge like ordered them to rebuild them a new house, and then they just built some shit shack fucking shed thing with nothing in it. No TVs and all fucking fancy shit. Oh, yeah.
Oh, wow. All right, drunk them.
Drop those headphones. The only right. extra they did is some fucking makeshift mausoleum for their mom and dad.
Oh, my God.
Oh!
Wow.
They're dead.
Hardcore.
I don't like popsicle sticks.
I'm sure it had a nice theme, though.
Hardcore.
I think I saw that one.
Yeah, I think a lot. I think they really promoted the shit out of that, if I remember.
Didn't like each kid have their own room or something?
Yes.
Not usually that's the case.
Yeah.
I mean, like their themed room. Like
yeah,
it was like really
was
wacky.
Crazy.
I did not.
It was a fucking huge house.
What would your room be if you had your own theme room?
Probably a gas chamber.
What? What, Carly?
What would yours be?
It would be a fucking Mortal Kombat zone.
Transformers.
That's it.
Mortal Kombat
wow.
zone. That'd be exactly as it is right now, because it's fine.
Because it's fine.
Don't know about that. Just Vaughn's bed would be a giant cheeseburger.
It would be the Mayor McCheese's costume. The big hamburger head. You just sleep on that.
Actually, that'd be cool.
It'd be just a giant dick sandwich.
Wait, whoa! I was just about to say this. Steve's would be the inner workings of Peter Steele's penis, all veiny and fucking filled.
Yeah, you got that?
Yeah, dick bag.
The inner workings.
Ew.
And he'd swim in it all day.
Oh my goodness. And Steve's that's fucking bathroom. And Steve's bathroom would be the guy's nut.
What?
I can't go with it.
No, you really can't.
I lost it. I had it in my head, but visually I see it. You're just splashing around a tub of his semen.
Oh, my God. The toucher said, you will need to make a new intro in a few months when Vaughn is too fat to leave his home to come to the show.
In a few months.
Are we talking
Christine about- wants her stickers, damn it. Where's her stickers?
Yeah, fuck her and her stickers.
Wow.
Actually, talking- Christine, send your address to the website again. Go to the front page and send it again because I lost everyone's zip codes. So I don't have your zip codes. So instead of me looking it up... send it again.
Better get in quick before Vaughn's the glue off the back of them all. Dude, he's like an unofficial aristocrat. This guy's really? Awesome. Mm-hmm.
This has been quite a Vaughn bashing show.
Yeah.
There's a lot of them. Oh, wow. You just got
Vaughn is temperamented.
Why are you taking it out of me? I didn't do nothing. Anything about you.
What'd you say, Lauren?
Holy
shit. I didn't do nothing. Don't get Lauren. Offensive.
You know what's
you're
funny? Is Lauren's voice is deeper than Vaughn's.
Wow. I don't know who that's a diss on.
He's so red.
She's like, what the fuck? He's like, I don't know.
He's so worked up right now. Look how red he is.
I'm not red.
You are.
You are red.
Hey, wow, look at him. You forced it to be deep.
It's not red.
I've been red since Sunday.
It's not red.
Yeah, I bet.
Yeah, you bet. Go drink.
Drink what?
God knows. Cock.
Okay, all right.
That's good.
Uh-oh. I feel a rumble in Lauren.
Okay, all right. No.
I do.
Don't.
I won't.
Stand up. Do it in front of the... Over there by Steve.
All right, stop. That's disturbing.
It's disturbing. How is it disturbing?
It just sounds like something awful. Which it is.
It's the rumbling in his belly. Anyway, oh my god, what is that? Oh, come on! Come on! Stop that!
That lady is fucking hot.
That's a woman?
That's a woman?
That's a woman.
Shit.
I think, right? Her thought it was a woman.
I guarantee your name's like Takesha.
Oh. Deshaun Ridge. Oh, maybe it is a guy.
I don't know.
That's pretty fair skin for a...
For what? For a woman?
A rapist.
That's a woman raping what?
I don't know.
Raccoons? Other coons?
He was well done. That's what one woman said Monday after helping her son apprehend an alleged child rapist using a barbecue meat fork. I guess that is a guy. I stuck him in his butt, Linda Rhodes told me.
I stabbed the black guy in the butt. What?
I fucked another nigger in the butt. What?
Explaining how she and her son, John Jennings, apprehended the 17-year-old suspect Friday night in Garland, Texas. Wow.
Unbelievable.
Stop.
Absolutely revolting.
How come the only women that rape dudes are fucking ugly fat pigs?
Gee, I wonder why.
Vaughn has an ear on his keychain and he's trying to molest me with
it. Come
ear?
On.
Stop. Nad yes. Nud has left the building.
Okay.
Peace out, Nad.
Okay, then.
Yeah.
The fuck is
suck here? Temple Orthodontics Mega Man. Nope, that's an advertisement.
God. That's damn it. Fucking ping pong.
They show a clip of the of the story.
Yeah.
And then you hit it.
And it advertises. It advertises. What is going on over there with that thing? What is that?
I take my keys.
Shut the fuck up. With the latest,
Sowell. Hey, good morning, guys. Yeah, Garland police calling them heroes, but the mother and son say they just did what they had to do, and it's a good thing they did. John Jennings says that Friday afternoon, he was barbecuing out back, heard a child screaming for help, went to the alley, and that's where he found a teen assaulting a 7-year-old boy.
He says, come on.
He yelled to his mom to call police while he and the suspect just went at it. Fists were flying, and mainly his fists, to the attacker's face.
I just punched him right in the face.
It was Kimbo.
Hands up like this, and I grabbed him, and we went fighting. And we come out this way fighting, and I hollered for my mom to call the police because I don't want to let him go to grab my cell phone. We fell down right here fighting, and as my mom come across, and she come across with her barbecue fork, and just jugged him right in the rear.
Jugged him in the rear.
Jugged him. Jugged him. She was armed with the only thing that she could find, which was a big barbecue fork. What she did with it, in her own words, coming up in the next half hour of Good Day. Meantime, 17-year-old Deshaun Ridge is in jail, charged with sexual assault of a child, Vaughn said, at $35,000. And police say there's no telling what could have happened had this mother and son not stepped in to help. Reporting live in Garland this morning, Saul Gasson for Good Day.
She could just sell everything she owns 35,000 times to fucking make enough money to get bail.
Fucking disgusting people.
Yep.
If you want to call them that.
Uh-huh.
Basically, what the fuck are you doing, Vaughn?
I don't know.
Go fucking deliver a package.
Oh, he'll maybe receive a package.
Vaughn's going to get arrested for molesting a hen.
What?
What?
And then eating it.
Well, that was funny.
Nice.
Vaughn
is,
so anyway,
Vaughn is purple.
Okay. So he got stabbed with
fucking barbecue fork.
A barbecue fork.
Yep.
In the keister.
In the keister.
In the ass.
In his asshole.
Right in his fucking coolie.
That was just a little...
juked him.
What do you call it?
He got juked.
That was
Derek,
a feel-good story.
That's
a
little popcorn
Derek, do you see
story?
The ILP posted a story or a link to a story?
Oh, did he?
Yeah, let's see if it's any good.
Probably not.
It's
probably going to be a picture of Vaughn.
I naked. Love poop.
A 38-year-old man was arrested after he called 911 and told the police dispatcher he was surrounded by police officers and needed help.
Oh, shit.
Police officers met Dana Farrell Shelton after being called to investigate a disturbance at a bar on Sunday, but had found no problems and told him to move along. Shelton, who officers said appeared intoxicated, then called 911 to report that he was surrounded by Largo police. So Largo.
By large down. Breasts. Whoops.
I thought I said large police.
There's large police everywhere.
Middletown cops everywhere in my face.
They're fat.
Our officers were standing
there. And they've
there,
got mace.
Standing there scratching their heads. He called standing there in their presence. That's a lot of theirs. That's pretty funny.
They're ample.
Wow. Did they arrest him?
Yeah. He was charged with a misdemeanor, misuse of 911. The charge carries maximum
penalties. The guy was fucking scared to death.
Maximum penalties of 1 year in jail and $1,000 in fines.
Oh. And he's going to get every last bit. And he did barely anything. Wow. And Michael Vick's going to get nothing.
Yeah. He's like just manhandling dogs.
Unbelievable.
Just throwing them in fucking dryers.
Fuck that piece of shit.
Did they have a photo of the guy that did this?
No.
Fuck them.
Fuck them all. Words of a great philosopher. Fuck them all except for six. Say them for Paul Bears.
Got that?
Yes. Fairly, but I got it.
Large cops. I eat cookies.
Suspected case of corporal punishment gone horribly wrong. A father accused of beating a boy and sticking him in a clothes dryer.
Ooh. Now, the Chautauqua County man is scheduled to be in court at this hour. He is facing some very serious charges tonight. 7 News reporter Aaron Baskerville, live now in the town of Chautauqua, tracking the latest.
I'm going to eat this cheeseburger first.
Keith Jared Monaco was scheduled to appear in court around 6 o'clock tonight, but he walked in about 45 minutes ago. Here's exclusive video of him walking into his arraignment. He's being charged with reckless endangerment and endangering the welfare of a child. He allegedly used a disturbing form of punishment.
Look at him.
Can I just park this here?
It's cruel and unusual punishment, according to investigators.
Jump!
Locking a 6-year-old boy in a dryer. And that's what 29-year-old Jared Monaco of Westfield allegedly did to punish his girlfriend's son.
Nice.
She wasn't even his was kid. Having a garage sale, trying to get rid of two dryers. She couldn't imagine someone doing that to her 6-year-old son.
I'm going
to
put you on permanent press. Get in this dryer. I want to fuck your mother.
Much smaller things like that scare my kids. Wait. You know, it is a hard thing to get over.
Vaughn's got something to say.
Wait, so they just asked somebody that they drove past having a garage sale that had two dryers in the yard and said, "Hey, can we ask you a question? Like, what the fuck?" Is that what bit is?
Investigators say the dryer was never turned on and the boy suffered no physical injuries.
He
tried to talk to Monaco, but his only comment before shutting the door was, "Quote, this is blown way out of proportion."
Yeah.
Investigators say he claims it was only for a few seconds, but the boy apparently thought it was much longer.
If you can't outsmart a 6-year-old, you have no business being a parent. And in this case, if you can't come up with a more creative way to discipline a child,
that's just creative.
Totally. I'd say that was very creative.
Monaco was also facing allegations.
What is?
The punishment. It was very creative.
It's not like he turned the dryer on.
I think he outsmarted him. I think so.
Now, this is all coming to me at once. I almost got dried once when I was a kid.
Really?
Yeah. I took all the clothes out, and I went in the dryer with my toys.
Wait. How old were you?
It was like 5 years ago.
15.
I was like five or six. Or
when could you ever fit in a dryer?
Yeah, you liar.
It's a big dryer. Max load dryer. And I went in there with my toys, and my mother came in to do laundry, and I was like kind of hiding, and she was just about to turn the dryer on.
Oh.
When she looked and saw that all the wet clothes were over in the corner that I put them there, and she opened it up and flipped shit on me because she almost turned it on. I would have been probably fucking dead.
Probably.
Yeah.
Maybe.
That would have been funny.
So basically, this guy locked the kid in the fucking dryer for a matter of seconds, and to the kid, it was an eternity.
Yes.
Because there was no video games or computers.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We're air.
We're O2.
What a dope.
Fuck him. He just wanted to bang his girlfriend, which happened to be the kid's mom.
Yeah.
Whoops. Hey, you won't stop crying about shit.
Goodbye.
We're going to make you a brother.
Time you learn about the birds and the bees.
And the flowers and the trees.
Maybe yes. We should lock Vaughn in a fucking washing machine and get his fucking stank ass little smit. Like,
I'm going to lock you in a small room with your wife and have her beat the shit out of you.
Just cuddle.
I might like that.
Fucking dick.
We just cuddle. Before the show today, I was like, Vaughn, I'm going to stick up for you all day today.
And that happened.
She forces him to boom boom.
It did happen once.
He doesn't boom boom voluntarily.
I do now.
We just throw him in the dryer. That's all.
What?
We just unwrinkle him for 40 minutes. That's all.
We just milk.
We just cuddle together. That's all.
All the people involved in that show should die.
That is seriously like a horror movie theme music. I can't think of which one it is.
The music is always so sad.
It's like Wrong Turn or something.
She just unwrinkles my foreskin. That's all.
Ooh.
Unravels.
Ooh. She just irons out my cock.
She just gets all the schmegma out of my dick. That's all.
She just feeds me Viagra like grapes.
She just lubes me up with dentisure.
Oh my god. She
have you ever
wears
had
a strap on, that's all.
Have you ever had gums on your lips?
She just gnaws on my varicose veins, that's all.
The varicose gains, yeah, that's good. I'm talking like Vaughn.
Oh.
Varicose veins on my nuts.
.com/.org
EDM.
.gov
Biz.
.ru
.uk.
That's all. That's all.
We just do the Steve cast.
She rubs me down with permanent.
He is the voice of Zeke. I love it.
I think for our, you know, I'll talk about that off the air.
Okay.
But I'll just say he should be one of our contestants.
Maybe.
Oh, no.
That's all. That's all.
She just rubs my tired prick. That's all.
I just stick my penis in her ear. That's all. Oh.
I didn't even know I had one until she touched it. Then I remembered, oh yeah, there's something there.
What?
I don't know. Fucking help me.
I'm fine.
Cut his mic off.
Yeah.
You're fired.
I ain't helping you.
Yeah. Fire!
You're drunk! Not really.
Alright, 10 minutes. We got anything?
What's that?
I'm stretched.
Oh, the something dating good? Game? Whoops.
What happened there?
That's like an hour
That'll long. Actually be next week.
Yeah.
Next show, I should say.
Thursday?
We will be doing... We're trying to hook Lauren up with some eligible bachelors.
Very excited.
Yes.
So Gabby Rich is coming in?
No.
No, he won't be a contestant, actually. No. He didn't make the cut.
Maybe bachelors that don't really care about breasts.
Wow.
Okay. So,
blind, armless.
Nobody guy. Knows Whoops. To say what the fuck.
I was
is
actually
that?
Defending you because that's all anybody ever talks about.
What's Who that? Is that True. Smiling bitch?
I don't say any shit about that.
Who's What's that? That's all you ever talk about, Vaughn.
Not a me.
His breasts and cookies.
Well, that's where milk comes from, doesn't it? So I need that fucking.
That's
shit.
That's where milk comes from.
I'm kidding.
Cookies. You're insane.
Cowkeys.
Whole milk comes from big breasts.
I do wonder what breast milk tastes like at this point in my life.
Probably gross.
And probably nasty. It just tastes like sugar water, probably.
Steve, nothing?
Steve, what? Have you
Never
tried it?
No. That's fucking disgusting.
Is it?
I'd rather eat it the Y on a fucking rag.
Ooh. Red wings.
At the Y.
Bloody bloody kisses.
After she came back from the Y.
Okay.
Working out, that means.
Okay, all right.
Have her jog around the block and eat her ass.
Right.
Yep.
Right.
That too.
Especially if she didn't wipe well before.
No.
Oh,
I
God,
she,
yeah.
She's got two kids to take care of.
You ain't
she
right.
doing wiping?
You ain't right.
Pure diarrhea. Butt.
She got a melted. She's got a melted milk
Whoops.
Dud in there.
No.
Got a little nugget. What was that? Stinky. Steamy, sticky nugget.
It's all melted from the runner.
Oh,
just I'm gonna, a long, I'm have to, I'm
just
have
a
to...
long half melted baby Ruth.
Baby you know, I Twix. Took a dump before I almost came out and brown eyed you guys.
Oh,
my shitty asshole, but I didn't. Don't worry,
I'm gonna do the Carly on you.
Totally nuts about payday.
Lauren wouldn't run into the bathroom to go to the bathroom.
What?
To save her.
Start over. Slower.
No, I'm saying when you came out, Lauren had to go to the bathroom so fucking bad that she was like refusing to even.
She did have to take a shit.
My brain has HIV.
She was like, she's like, Derek, I gotta poo.
Derek, does it stink in there? Yes. Oh, I don't want to know.
Derek, I gotta take a dump where it smells.
T minus 10 seconds till dump. Derek, I gotta shit after you, so hurry up. It's gonna be long and brack.
Brack?
Brack? Yeah, I gotta fucking thank you, dude.
It's gonna be wrong and brack.
I have bowel cancer. It's gonna be brown, creamy, and liquid. It's gonna look like Peter Still's dick. It's gonna be brown and bigger. I got some fucking soft serve coming out of here. Come on, guys.
Wow.
Soft serve.
At least you're talking
and
about your ass.
And that's what I said.
Yeah, and that's what you did.
That's all of that.
What she did, yeah.
All of that.
And she fucking ran
voices.
In there and fucking blew out the bowl. I want to take a shit and then pee on my turds. I gotta spray paint the walls for a second.
Actually, Vaughn pushed me out of the way and ran in
because
first.
I couldn't wait.
Yeah, he's like, I gotta pee.
I want to bob for Derek's turds.
I was trying to be polite, but you were being you were overdoing it.
I was trying to be gentlemanly.
I
was trying to be gentlemanly. Get the fuck out of my way. I gotta pee.
That's when you suck it up, you hold your breath, and you go pee.
Lauren, if you didn't know, Vaughn has to sit when he pees because he is a vagina.
He can't write his name in the snow. That's correct.
Yeah, he's true.
So I can't write my name in the snow because I don't know script.
Unless he gets down like he's in a fucking crab race, and then he holds his fucking wall open.
Yeah, that was good.
What? Vaughn keeps pinching the tip.
He just goes like this.
Like what?
Oopsie-daisy.
Like what? Visual radio? What?
I can't wait for some fucking White Castle, huh, guys?
Yeah,
I don't know.
Really
talk about it. Talk about it.
Talk about it. I don't know.
I can't wait to go home and go to fucking bed.
What? Hey, take care.
Make sure you leave my hat here.
Oh, I will.
Whoops.
What we got?
With his dandruff.
That looks good, though, right?
Derek's.
No one wants to call in?
No. Yeah, any call-ins, like, last 5 minutes? Come on.
Yeah, like, give the number out again.
732-917.
It's 732-917. 0456.
7456?
0456.
0456.
That's correct.
You heard that, folks. There's, like,
and if you're looking for stickers, Red Bank, New Jersey this weekend.
Yeah.
Yes, come to Red Bank, New Jersey is the happening place
if
to be.
If Derek can't make the stickers come to you, he will make you come to the stickers.
Exactly.
It's Hoboken number 2.
Will you be there, Derek?
I may.
Okay.
I may not.
Matthew?
When is it?
Friday.
The Friday?
Friday. Probably not. Friday night. Come on.
Wow. Unlikely. Maybe. I don't know. We'll see.
You guys are beat. Steve will go.
Hello, you're on the Aristocrats.
Oh, great.
Oh, you forgot about the delay, huh?
Dingle dongle.
What? I was just wondering if Lauren really had to take a shit.
Yeah, she did. And she dared.
Big shit.
Oh, what's your name, sir? Dead. What's your name,
awesome.
Sir?
Mike.
How you doing, Mike?
What?
What happened?
Lower your computer, sir.
Yeah, turn down your computer, please. You can hear yourself.
Yeah,
in the
we hear, it's kind of like love phones, mm-hmm. Except it's not the same thing.
Yeah.
It's kind of like it, but it isn't.
It's like hate phones.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if Vaughn was going to show his balls on the webcam.
How about you take the headphones away from your head, you fat piece of shit?
Ow!
Is that better?
Not really, but a little bit.
Anyway. All right,
well, thanks for calling, sir.
Yeah, all right,
we're
thanks,
cutting
Mike.
You off, you worthless scumbag.
Thanks, Mike.
Once you eat, fuck.
Oh, cool. Suck Bam Margera's dick a little more.
Oh, is that a band thing?
Yeah.
I don't know. I just came up with it. Okay.
Actually, this caller was somebody sitting in the room with us.
Yeah,
so,
pretty much.
Sitting.
Stitting.
I am, I'm going to blow up that spot right now.
Yeah, you really ruined it.
Anywho.
Wow.
What's going
uh-oh.
On?
Well,
I'm going to blow up. I'm going to blow up.
No.
What was that?
That was a rock fucking falling down a hill.
Bug.
Whoosh.
We're all going to blow up Steve's spot, and for all you single ladies out there, he has AIDS, and he's a fucking faggot.
Good. So what?
Both. Double whammy.
I can bleed like a motherfucker.
I can't even wrestle.
Vaughn's been quite quiet.
Yes.
About Ooh, fucking I like time. The alliteration there.
True.
Right. For anybody who's interested...
Did you mean alliteration or illiteration?
Drunk fuck. Atteration.
Yeah, that's
Is it.
Isn't
wrong?
Mm.
Who?
Whoops.
Go too far?
Who, me?
What happened?
Huh?
Oh, I went too far?
No, is it, did I?
Did you?
Somebody not involved with the show, please call in.
It's true.
Anyone, please call in.
That's right, we got 2 minutes
left. We got
left.
2 minutes, let's end it.
Oh, White Castle's really that
oh,
fucking good.
Oh, it smells
good.
So bad.
No, it doesn't. Shut the fuck up.
Cry
oh,
a really river. Does. Fucking Christ. How can I not smell it? I've
Cry
been
me
here
a river.
Every day.
Come on, shut up.
God damn, why?
JT.
Oh, shut up.
Or LT.
Who?
Lawrence,
Lawrence
Taylor.
Taylor? Ew.
Dead.
Is he?
Is he?
I don't know.
I hope
Taylor's
he is.
Should be.
God, we're the same fucking people. We all said Izzy, and then we all said I hope so.
Fucking he's useless. What the fuck purpose
he really
is he, sir?
Oh, yeah.
He was a pretty fucking feared dude, though.
Oh, whatever.
Yeah, if you like big black cock in your mouth.
Well, he was fucking always fucking hopped up on fucking dope.
Yes.
We just cuddle together, that's all.
Look at this, like a nice servant boy. He goes and gets her a drink.
Oh.
Aaron boy.
Oh, I thought you were going to do something.
What? Oh.
Yo, Matt, Vaughn just pretty much called
beer.
You a little bitch.
Who did?
Vaughn.
Why?
Bitch?
Because you got me my beer.
Yeah, that's right, Vaughn.
She couldn't just get up. It's like she has enough cable to get there.
I want
to
hear Vaughn and Mac go at it for a little
yeah,
bit.
Yeah, because, yeah, laying cable is what she likes to do.
Oh.
Wow.
Said I
wish it worked for Comcast.
I want to hear Matt and Vaughn go at it for a little while.
Because
Matt used to attack me with insults, with big words, and I couldn't come back with it.
For instance, did you know?
Anything over three syllables made my head explode.
No.
Let's just be quiet for the rest of the show.
All right.
We'll have a quiet contest.
Let's have a quiet contest, everybody. No, don't, no talking.
Okay. No talking, anybody. This is a quiet contest.
Shh.
There's no talking.
Silent ball.
Shh. Everyone's got to be quiet.
I used to love silent
Everyone
ball.
Shut up. Shh.
Hang on.
Quiet.
We just cuddle together. That's all.
I love 7-Up, too.
That is our new motto.
Yeah.
On the Aristocrats.
I've always thought she was doing it because she loved me.
I love this
The
clip.
Aristocrats.
I like that clip better.
It's like a public service.
Yeah, all I know is my testicles are stuck to my leg.
She loved me.
The Aristocrats.
I hope she kisses and cuddles with me for love.
I'm not attracted to him at all. Like that. He's a parent figure and not a sexual anything to me.
Yeah, she probably fucked him.
You know how we've been looking for something to do as a promo?
To me. I never heard that before.
I'm out of breath from just laying here talking. Yeah.
You know how
he's blown up and blown off.
I never heard
We just cuddled together.
What happened?
What was that?
What the fuck? Imagine if he did that.
We just cuddled together. So.
Oh.
How can you have a quiet contest when Vaughn is so fat you can hear it?
Toucher wins.
I don't know what that means, but it's great.
How do you... Oh, never mind.
We just piddled together.
I'm surprised he can smell the White Castle over the dried semen.
Oh!
But he spells semen like semen, like men like, at sea.
Moron!
Come on, asshole. Get the fucking insults right.
Leave him alone. He's from fucking Australia.
Fucking Australia.
He's from fucking Autism Australia. What was that?
He doesn't know how to say semen because we only say it in America. It's true.
My aeroplane.
Wow.
Lauren, I farted on that mic a few times.
A few?
Last Thursday.
And by a few, you mean 100.
Maybe I should take the filter off.
Smell it. Just smell it.
No, I don't want to smell.
Just smell it.
There you go.
I'll tell you what. It smelled like Dan's plaque.
I'd rather just take it off. It's okay.
Or it could have been Vaughn's plaque.
No, I'd rather
Let's
just
see
leave
some
really.
Titties.
Or it
or
could
another.
Be Steve's plaque.
Somebody show titties.
But
Derek,
all I know
Lauren,
is
Lauren, Christine, I don't care. Toucher, whatever.
All I know is before I got this mic, it smelled worse than it did now. All
right. Are we done?
Yeah. Yeah, if you listen to the show,
Steve's
I'm sorry.
Mic smells like plaque,
please
too.
Delete it from your life.
I think it's the higher the methane content of the room, the worse the show is.
Yeah.
Dude, it's that's really every bad. Night then.
Well, when we get five people in here who just...
So I started getting better.
So basically, Matt just fired me.
Yep.
Yeah, pretty much.
You gotta make one
clip,
more show.
Derek, please.
Oh, I don't know what
Steve?
Clip you're talking about.
Yes.
I am sick to death of trying to please you, you fucking kite!
Yep.
All right, let's get the hell out of here.
Later.
Bye.
See you.
Friday, Red Bank. Get some stickers.
Uh-huh. I'll be
Thursday.
There.
Thursday, hear the show.
Or you can give me your address on aristocratsradio.com.
I'll be there. She'll be sitting on a curb, and I'll be saying, come home with me, you little girl.
Yes.
Wow.
You need a ride, little girl?
You want to cuddle her?
Are you going to flash us? Are you going to flash us? LOL.
I'll buy you some new bras.
LOLZ.
I've seen some tits.
ROLF. Boobies.
AWT.
Fuck the show. Are you going to show us boobs? Boobs. Boobies. Boobs. And nipples.
Silver dollar pen.
Sick. Areolas with titties on them and nipples attached to the areolas with milk and cookies. Oh, I think Lauren's crying.
I'm so stuck. Cute.
All right, can I go? Two.